Mm, blimey.
Don't care where he went either.
If he needs to know, I can ring him up and tell him. Mm. Don't worry about
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely right. Mm. Now, we've got hardly any time left.
Indeed.
Between now and the end of this show, which is approximately 4 minutes, it's entirely possible that we could have a completely new regime of government. Anything could happen in the next 5 minutes. Well, however, in the following several hours, Mr. John Holmes is going to be taking
Hello
over.
There.
John, very good.
John, very nice to meet you. Yeah,
very nice to meet you too.
You had an interesting ride there for a minute.
We did, yeah. We were sort of hoping for a new change of government, but I think it's kind of as you were, and they've all decided to agree with each other again.
Yeah, which is just like the old days.
It is, isn't it?
A bit old school. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to pick up this baton now and just speculate wildly as to what could happen by tonight.
Well, to be honest, you could make up any story at all, and it could possibly be true.
Yes.
I mean, literally any scenario.
Yeah, and I may well. I mean, I could start bringing in rumours that Ronaldo was going to be in the running for it.
Or he could be the next Chancellor or something like that. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah,
anybody would be better than George Osborne, I suppose.
Well, that's right. I think George is toast, isn't he, in his current job.
Exactly. Certainly. Right. Now, we were going to talk about fat people and planes. We'll have to do a bit of that tomorrow, won't we?
Yeah, of course we will, yeah.
Things were overtaken by affairs of state.
Absolutely overtaken.
Do you think Theresa May will now start wearing sort of less, shall we say, extravagantly flamboyant clothing?
No, I don't think she will. If you look at a fashion parade of what Theresa May's worn over the last 12 years, I mean, it's not just her shoes. Her clothes are hideous. They're hideous, multicoloured.
Have you seen who's describing her clothing as hideous, by the way?
Yeah.
This is a guy who is now currently actually out there on Talk Radio's Twitter feed and on our Twitter feed. By you can go and have a look at it if you like. Where he's quoting me as saying you look like a tramp, and you do.
Yeah, well,
I mean, not a terrible tramp. I mean, a fairly well dressed tramp. I mean,
yeah,
it's not
a tramp from Stockbroken Belt, Surrey, which is where he lives.
Exactly
that sort of tramp.
Yeah.
It's not a Camden tramp.
No, different class of tramp.
You're envying your malice towards me. It's so obvious that I'm not even going to respond. Honestly.
Good.
Don't even worry about it.
Good. Well, you can get out then.
Okay. Can you iron your shirt before you come to work tomorrow, please?
No, I don't iron shirts.
No, I know you don't.
I'll wear a press shirt if you prefer.
Your shirt actually is the same colour as Ledsam's jacket that she was wearing during
that
resignation.
It is true.
So you kind of blend in nicely.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I don't know whether that makes me a Brexiteer or a Remainer.
Given the show's over, you'll be leaving the studio.
I'm going to be leaving this studio now, but we will be back tomorrow.
Yeah,
indeed.
John Holmes, of course, is coming up, and I'll leave it to you to carry on.
Thanks very much indeed. All right, then.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £125. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers paid this or less November 2015 to April 2016. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Eye contact. On the morning commute. With a total stranger. No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments, guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
Is now your kid's sleep time? Maybe it's your take out the recycling time. Or, if you're enjoying some you time, it could be the perfect time to renew your tax credits. Your world isn't 9 to 5, so neither's ours. That's why you can renew your tax credits online, day or night. Do it now. Visit gov.uk/managetaxcredits now. We're ready when you are.
This week at TradePoint, get an 18-volt Makita combi drill, including two batteries and a 101-piece Makita accessory set, all for just £90. But hurry, offer ends 16th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. $5 a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
And a good afternoon to you while we still have a government. I'm John Holmes, and I think, unless she's quit, in the last few minutes, Victoria's in the running to read the news.
I am indeed.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Theresa May is due to become our next Prime Minister. Angela Eagle finally announces Labour leadership challenge and workmen destroy Banksy graffiti.
Talk radio.
Andrea Leadsom has sensationally dropped out of the Conservative leadership race.
The interests of our country are best served by the immediate appointment of a strong and well-supported Prime Minister. I am therefore withdrawing from the leadership election, and I wish Theresa May the very greatest success.
The Home Secretary is now set to become the UK's second female Prime Minister. The Energy Minister quit following a weekend of criticism over comments she made, appearing to suggest being a mother gave her an edge over Mrs May, who's childless. Graham Brady says he needs to meet with other members of the 1922 Committee.
The process is now that I, as chairman of the 1922 Committee, and the board of the Conservative Party must formally confirm that Mrs May is the new leader of the Conservative Party. I will make a further statement as soon as I'm in a position to do so.
Leader of the House of Commons, Chris Grayling, who's been behind Mrs May's campaign, has paid tribute to Mrs Leadsom.
Her actions this morning have shown what a principled and decent politician she is and how willing she is to put the interests of the country before her own. She is a true public servant.
Both Michael Gove and Boris Johnson have backed her to succeed David Cameron, with the former London mayor calling for the handover of power to start immediately. Elsewhere, Angela Eagle's formal bid to topple Jeremy Corbyn has been somewhat overshadowed by the Tories. The former shadow business secretary says she can make the Labour Party electable again after the EU referendum result. Mr Corbyn has promised to fight any leadership challenge. Police are investigating the rape of a teenager at the Tea in the Park festival. The 18-year-old was attacked on Thursday night at the event's campsite in Perthshire. The Eiffel Tower's been closed for the day after big clashes broke out following last night's Euro 2016 final. Crowds of supporters gathered at the landmark in Paris to watch Portugal's victory over France last night after the nearby fan zone reached capacity. Southern Rail says cutting the number of trains will mean a better, more consistent service. 341 trains a day will be axed for the next month because of a shortage of staff and the threat of industrial action. And three Banksy murals have been destroyed by builders in Australia. The workmen drilled the artwork by the secret graffiti artist out of a wall and dumped them in a skip in Melbourne.
Talk radio, national weather.
Unsettled and breezy with widespread showers, but there will be some brighter spells this afternoon, highs of 22 degrees.
Great.
Thanks. Yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah.
I would like to say that I'm very happy that Portugal won the Euro 2016, because I had them in the work sweepstakes.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Did everyone frown at you this morning?
They ignored me.
How much did you get?
I haven't been given it yet, but I'm going to make sure I do get given it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be £50 to £60.
That's not bad, is it?
It's all right.
Speaking of sport,
yeah,
Ben's back, I noticed.
He is.
Is he doing our sport today?
I don't think so yet.
What?
I think he'll be back later.
Oh,
I reckon it might be Pete.
Andrea Leadsom said, right, if you're with child, then you are stronger. That's what she said. And he was off because he had child.
Yeah.
He's back, but he's still too weak to do the sport.
Well, I think he's just, you know, gearing up. Right. I may be wrong.
Okay, let's find out. Here's someone with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Portugal boss Fernando Santos says he always believed his side had the talent to win the European Championships. They beat host France in the final of Euro 2016 to lift the trophy in Paris last night. It was Portugal's first major trophy. Andy Murray's former coach Miles McLagan has said that the British number one deserves a place alongside the legends of tennis. He secured his second Wimbledon title after a straight sets win over Canada's Milos Raonic yesterday. It takes his Grand Slam tally up to three, but McLagan believes there's much more to come.
Arguably the most, when he's on form of being aggressive, the most devastating game in tennis. So if he, you know, unlocks that more and more often, I mean, the best could very well be still to come.
English golfer Tyrell Hatton is preparing for the upcoming Open Championship after having what he described as a really good week. Mm. He ended up one shot behind Scottish Open winner Alex Norén on 13 under par to equal his best finish on the European Tour. The result qualifies him for Royal Troon, which starts on Thursday, as well as the US PGA Championship later this month. And in rugby league, League, Super League club Huddersfield have announced that Australian Rick Stone has been appointed as their new head coach. Right. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Great. So it's 1:05. Obviously, there's breaking news this afternoon. You'll have heard with Victoria there speaking it from her face that Andrew Leadsom has quit the race to be the Tory Prime Minister, which means Theresa May has a clear shot at it. Or has she? Because various things are going to have to be invoked, I believe, and there are various outcomes and options as to what could happen if she doesn't just walk into the job, which is all to do with resignations of Cameron and whether or not someone else could come in and announce a candidacy, because they are allowed to do that. So we're going to be talking to someone about that shortly. But for now, we've got some sort of programme to do. It's Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here to talk to you about the new BT Smart Hub with the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal. I'd say outside it could reach the length of at least 12 London buses. The Dallas Cowboys cheerleading squad lay end-to-end.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, ladies. Or over 800 curly-whirlies, which I hear are an English delicacy.
BT Infinity, the UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal. Visit bt.com/smarthub to find out more.
UK's most powerful Wi-Fi signal versus major broadband providers. To verify, go to bt.com/smarthub. Performance varies by hub position.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, then, and welcome indeed to your latest dose of Jeremy Corbyn and a sanitary towel. We'll be talking to Aidan momentarily about that dark few days. It's a book.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage. Go back to medieval times. So, the pocketbook of boners. Good afternoon, then. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, you are listening to a compendium of schoolboy howlers and mistakes in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and today on the programme, well, you could say good riddance if you were a Leave voter.
Yeah, I'm back.
In haikus, DJ Yingying.
Yeah. Did he play piano?
Racist. There's been no All My Friends Are Dead Dinosaurs. What the F word Christ was that?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolving.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
oh, well, good afternoon then to you, and welcome to your Monday go at some sort of programme. And after a weekend of sporting achievements, you're probably already aware of this, of course, Andy Murray gored by a bull, Portugal in wheelchairs winning the British Grand Prix. What a few days to lift everyone's spirit, except perhaps anyone who can't have children who are insulted by the now pulled out of the race. Andrea Leadsom, the irony of that, someone with children... Talking about pulling out. But now we pop up your next 3 hours. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to pop the next 3 hours into the stirrups and see if we can't birth out a healthy afternoon show. Because as we know, if you don't have children, as Andrea Leadsom said before she had to quit because she said it, you're simply not as good. People with children, right, are best, according to the now quit Andrea Leadsom. And you only have to look, don't you, at the evidence to know that to be true. So, you know, Jesus and Fred and Rosemary West. And that's the exact... So Jesus didn't have any children, did he? And look what happened to him, whereas Fred and Rosemary West had loads, some of whom weren't even theirs. And they're simply a byword for decent parenting, aren't they? Well done, Andrea Leadsom. No wonder you had to go. Which, although she must be right, because she is a mother. And, you know, they know better than everyone else, don't they? Because that's what she said. And speaking of mothers, George Galloway, of course, let's not forget, has the mother of all talk shows, doesn't he? Claims right here on Talk Radio. And in no way, let us not forget, in no way is George Galloway an unhinged, rude asshole in a hat. Here he is on his Friday show, here on Talk Radio, talking to his producer. Here he is, listen.
Now, RT are reporting that there's an active shooter, like it is... someone's telling me it's the newsreader that has to break the news. If you don't mind, on my show, I'll break whatever news I like. If you don't like it, I'll take off my earphones and leave. I've had enough of you telling me what I can say and not say on this radio show. That's your final warning.
Yeah. How'd you like that? Hey, Cass... Hey, Cass, through the glass. Ask podcast. Assistant producer Cass works through the glass.
What?
I'm just gonna take a leaf out of George Galloway's book.
Yeah, dare you.
So Just a bit of discipline, a bit of respect, because otherwise I'll just take off my headphones.
Off you go then. Go on, get out.
Anyway, this show is stronger than his because, well, you know, he might be the mother of all talk shows. This one is the mother of the mother of all talk shows. It's very much the grandmother of them, if you like, and not just any grandmother either. This is a sexy grandmother from a specialist granny-based adult website of all talk shows. This is the show Wayne Rooney would happily pay to sleep with of all the talk shows. And here's what's coming up on it today. Headline hijack, of course, the news. They're hiding the sleeper agent that is your news lie, hiding in plain sight, like the 2 p.m. bulletin equivalent of Jimmy Savile. He liked his mother, didn't he? Let's leave that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And if you're lunching alone, and I'm talking to you, Andrea Leadsom, why not get in touch to become a member of the Lonely Lunch Club? If you'd like to do that, here's the email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We're available for the idlest of chit-chats to see you through that difficult yogurt. Enter the hallowed portals of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Work experience punditry as well this afternoon, of course, as Cara brings her TV game. There's the news in haikus. The big debate at 3. We'll be finding out what drunk people make of the week's news as we canvassed them for their opinions as they fell out of clubs and pubs late at night over the weekend. That is our feature, Alco Vox Pops. Myself and Con.
Hi.
We'll sift through the day's front pages in a new feature called John and Con Sift Through the Day's Front Pages. There's a Mundry Mystery Quiz. Professor Stephen Hawking might be along to tell us a joke, but we will be keeping you abreast of course, what's going on. It might be that by the end of this programme, we have a new Prime Minister. We simply don't know yet, but if it happens, we will be telling you about it. Cass is through the glass, as I mentioned. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's chosen to remain in a student. As broadcast, stop telling me what to do. This is your final warning. She's made a hand shape at me. Marta's on buttons. Victoria's got the news. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
You're very close to your mother, actually, aren't you?
No, stop it.
Because at that time, Andrew Leadsom would like that, wouldn't she? She's like you, your mother. Because there's that time, of course, where your mum, as we all know, as regular listeners will know, your mum, on your way to a Tinder date, taught you how to French kiss at a bus stop. Didn't she, that time, your mother? And and that time as well, your mother. You were talking about this
what?
The other day.
What's this one?
When you were going on a date to that cinema, weren't you?
No.
To meet a girl in a cinema, and your mum came and waited outside for you, with you while she turned up and taught you how to undo a bra, didn't she? That's interesting. Anyway, this isn't like LBC. I'm John Holmes, and this is your Monday afternoon grandmother of all talk radio shows from Talk Radio on Talk Radio. And we're going to start, as we do, with some music. Sound of Aerosmith on Talk Radio. That's called What It Takes. And you're going to want to know why we're specifically playing Aerosmith's What It Takes on the radio. We always start the big story with a song, of course, and it links directly to the big story on every single occasion. So Aerosmith there with What It Takes on Talk Radio.
John, may I ask a question?
Cornelius, paid intern Cornelius, you have a question.
Yes. I was wondering...
If you've got a question, you can put your hand up.
Oh, well, you did say I have a...
Put your...
Okay, it's up.
Yes, Cornelius, got
Hi,
your hand
John.
Up.
Yeah, thanks very much. Cornelius Mendez, Talk Radio. Can you tell me why you're playing this song?
Yes, I can. It's because it's by Aerosmith.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it's called What It Takes. And it's about leaving someone, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Hang
tell
on.
Me what it takes to let you go. And, of course, Andrea Leadsom has let the Tory leadership go, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She's fallen on her mother's sword. And she's had to go because her position was slightly untenable after all those things she said about being a mother, being stronger than Theresa May, who's not a mother, and thereby proved her own argument wrong because Theresa May is stronger because she's still in the race.
Mm.
And Andrew Leadsom has weakly quit. So that makes sense, doesn't it? And also, of course, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith's middle name is Victor. So, in many ways, Theresa May is the victor.
The victor.
And Andrew Leadsom has let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
So.
Very good.
That's why I'm playing Aerosmith and What It Takes on Talk Radio. And so we're going to need a guest to talk to, of course. So Ask Prod Cass, whose job it is to get a guest, is through the glass. She's the producer. She's producing. She's our own little ray of sunshine. I guess.
What do you want to know?
Oh. Could you get a guest, please, to discuss the big story, which is that Andrew Leadsom has quit and Theresa May could be our prime... The thing is, we don't know what's going on. Right? We don't know whether we're going to have a new prime minister in a minute or later. Or September. We don't know, Cass.
Well, let's be honest, you don't know a lot.
No.
And Cornelius knows even less.
Fewer. So find, if you will, somebody... Just find somebody. Just
someone that knows.
Someone that knows. Yes.
Someone who has a tie.
I'll Google someone who knows.
Knows. Yes. Okay. Knows. If you have trouble understanding what Cass says, by the way, if you press the red button on the front of your radio, you'll find you get subtitles because she is from the north. Listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and we will get political on your ass next.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio,
we'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week, they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The Recipe of the Day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky, believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 29 pence each ex-vat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Kirkstall Road in Leeds, the A65 still closed both ways around Willow Road following an accident. A spill on Cheshire southbound M53 causing some heavy traffic near Junction 7 at Overpool. Staffordshire's A52 Whiston Bank in Froghall closed both ways because of an accident around its junction with Whiston Eaves Lane. Leicestershire's southbound M1 is struggling near the airport. 24 to 23A, two lanes are out because of an accident. Queues back to 25 at Nottingham. And Surrey's A3 in Guildford restricted south at the Cathedral Turn. The exit slip road closed there because of a vehicle fire, making things quite busy. I'm Gerina Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I've half a mind to suggest that Gerina Adams from The Travel announces her candidacy for the Tory leadership race, and it wouldn't be the strangest thing to have happened in the last couple of weeks, let's be honest. So, it's time to cover the big story. So if you are waking up, maybe you're a student, then you will be waking up to this news, the news that Andrea Leadsom has pulled out of the race to be Tory leader. She's pulled out, which is ironic, really, because she's going to become a mother. You know, contraception isn't advised, is it, given that that's where the row started. But I think I speak for the nation when I say, what the hell? On the phone to help us wade our way through it is the Mail on Sunday columnist Dan Hodges. Hello, Dan.
Hiya.
How are you? All right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good.
It's interesting, isn't it, this? Interesting. There are a number of options that still could happen, right? Even though the smart money's on Theresa May almost immediately. But there are other things that could happen.
No, there's nothing else could happen now. Theresa May is your next Prime Minister. She'll either be...
So we're stuck now.
That's the way you look at it. She's there. You don't, unfortunately, get a say in this. No one else gets a say in this. She's the PM. She might walk in as early as 6 o'clock this evening, I would think, possibly tomorrow or Wednesday. But that's it now.
Because that's not enough time, is it, to even book removal vans if she, to get in there tonight?
No, that's basically what the Prime Minister, sort of the future of the country, is resting on now. How long the removal vans can actually get up Downing Street and get the Cameron stuff out of there. So that's what's stopping Putin coming to get us and the economy collapsing. So I hope whoever they're booking, they better
be a good, reliable firm.
Get their skates on, yeah.
So, but correct me if I'm wrong, right? So David Cameron, she can't become Prime Minister until David Cameron resigns to the Queen's face, right? Is that right? Or can he do that on the phone or on a WhatsApp group?
No, I think protocol, even in this sort of social media age, will suggest he can't just tweet the Queen and say, I'm off. Yeah. I think he's going to have to go and sort of see her in person, and then Theresa May will have to go and see her in person just to sort of dot the I's and cross the T's.
Well, I see. But isn't the Queen currently in Scotland? That's what someone was saying earlier.
Well, she was, but I don't. And Theresa May was in Birmingham, and Theresa May headed south, so she didn't start heading north. So that indicates we may have a little bit more time before all the formalities.
Because even with the best will in the world, and I know she's got her own helicopter, but you know, to get the Queen out of Scotland, which she loves, right, and back to London, you know, to sort all this out. If I was the Queen, I'd be just going, oh no, wait, just wait for me. And just staying on holiday or whatever.
Yeah, I think that is one of the perks of being the Queen, isn't it? You can sort of chill at times like this and say, well, let's keep them hanging for another 20 minutes or so. But we all know the Queen does take her responsibility seriously. So I think she'll probably be getting her helicopter warmed up now, I reckon.
Yeah, it was very much becoming a bit like the film Highlander. Do you remember that when there was sort of the quickening and it was one had to kill the other. There could be only one standing. And you had to kind of take a head off in order to win. Highland just come out and been re-restored, by the way. What an excellent film. But anyway, it's become very much that sort of battle. Over the last couple of weeks, I wouldn't have been surprised if anything had happened. I mean, is this, in your time as a columnist and, you know, a political pundit, have you seen anything like this before?
No, I haven't, and no one will. And I think the Highland analogy is accurate, but with one important proviso. In this version all of the sort of main players seem to have been chopping their own heads off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. You know, Michael Gove killed himself, Boris Johnson killed himself, Andrea Leadsom has just sort of killed herself today.
Yep.
And sort of Theresa May's the last one.
Yeah,
standing there in her kilt and sporran, and she's the last one.
And I wouldn't be surprised if she wore that. She does wear some odd clothes. But that's the other thing, isn't it? Because if she's not dressed correctly to be Prime Minister, and she's gone out today in, you know, I don't know, jeggings or something, she's not going to want to, you know, she's got to go home and change. She's going to have, you know, they've got to give her time to sort that out.
Well, exactly. So that's the other thing. I mean, apart from the removal vans, it's what Theresa's left at the dry cleaners is basically now what's sort of governing the future direction of the country for the next century. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically where we are at the moment. So let's hope she's got good, reliable dry cleaners as well. You don't want to wander in and someone's taken her best dress by accident or something. Otherwise, we might have to wait another week before they track it down.
Yeah, exactly. These are the important points, you see, that no one's really discussing for some reason. And also, the whole thing's overshadowed now the Eagle. The Eagle has, you know, announced her candidacy for Labour, and the whole thing's been overshadowed by this.
Yeah, the Eagle was due to land today, and of course she has landed, and
no one's noticed.
As she was landing, everybody was running off, running off to see Andrea Leadsom. So it's not
that proves
the best timing.
If nothing else, that proves that eagles are weaker than mothers, doesn't it? Because, you know, technically, you know, Andrea Leadsom, even in her death throes, there was still strong as a mother. And beat an eagle.
She did. Although I wouldn't necessarily write off this particular eagle just yet. I know this particular eagle, and she's quite a formidable character. So
yeah.
I wouldn't write her off just now.
In a fight then between a mother and an eagle, who would you back?
I'd never bet against Angela Eagle in any fight.
Right. Not even if it was with an actual eagle.
Not if it was even with an actual eagle. No, because she would be a bigger eagle, wouldn't she? I mean, the other eagle would be able to sort of fly around and
grab
a bit, but she's much bigger.
She battered off.
She's got the whole parliamentary Labour Party behind her,
yeah.
You know, so she's got, you know, she'd see off the eagle. She'd see off the flying one.
That's a good answer. And another question for you, because we keep hearing about the 1922 committee, which, of course, have to... I suppose they have to kind of ratify all of what's going on with the Tories. And very briefly, how does that work? How does the 1922 committee... what do they do now?
Yeah. It's very reassuring that our future is being governed by something called the 1922
That's
committee.
What I was getting at.
Basically, they are in charge of the actual Tory leadership contest. Obviously, this is what we have to understand. You've got the Tory leadership contest, which will decide the Tory leader, and at that point, the Tory leader will de facto become the Prime Minister. So what they've got to decide, and just rubber stamp is Theresa May... The new Tory leader. They will rubber stamp that by sort of...
Well, the Guardian...
She's the only candidate.
The Guardian are currently saying that they don't have to rubber stamp it, and they could say, does anyone else want to stand?
Yeah, they're not going to do it. They could, but they're not going to do that. No, everyone's agreed. Now, they want the contest over.
Right.
They want Theresa May in Downing Street as soon as possible.
Right, OK, in her dry cleaning and with her removal van. And as you say, you know, I wouldn't trust something like a yoghurt or a sausage roll from 1922, so I'm not sure I'd just, you know, an out-of-date committee, I'm not sure I trust it, if I'm brutally honest.
Well, these guys are currently running the country, so just to add insult to injury. So just to calm you down on the constitutional processes we're going through here.
Well, the other good news is, of course, with Theresa May not having children... At least she won't leave one of them in a pub like the old one.
Well, no, she won't. I think probably I'm gonna learn from Andrea Leadsom on this one. I'm gonna keep Theresa May's children or family circumstances. I'm gonna stay well away from that.
Very good advice.
Andrea Leadsom has proved a lesson to us all.
Indeed. Dan, listen, thanks very much for that. That's Dan Hodges, the Mail on Sunday columnist. There, I think bringing us way up to speed on exactly what's going on. And of course, as more people resign, leave, have a fight with an eagle, we'll bring you all of that breaking news as the afternoon wears on here on Talk Radio. It's 1:30. Victoria, though, is here with the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May is set to become our next Prime Minister after Andrea Leadsom quit the race to become the next Conservative leader. The Energy Minister has given her rival Mrs May her backing in a speech where she insisted the country needs strong leadership straight away to deal with Brexit. Chris Grayling is the Home Secretary's campaign manager and leader of the House of Commons.
Theresa is currently on her way back to London from Birmingham, and she will be making a statement later today.
but on her behalf, I'd just like to say that she is enormously honoured to have been entrusted with this task by so many of her parliamentary colleagues.
Graham Brady, the chair of the 1922 committee, has been outlining what's due to happen next.
There is no need to rerun the election. Our procedures are very clear, the rules are very clear. We will be in a position to move forward quite quickly. Well, this is subject to the agreements of the party board, but we'll be seeking views of the board during the course of the afternoon, and I hope to be able to confirm that later today.
Sources at Buckingham Palace say the Queen isn't there at the moment and isn't due back till Thursday. They're waiting for guidance from Downing Street, but usually the current Prime Minister would need to go and see her to formally resign before then recommending a successor. Meanwhile, in the Labour Party, Angela Eagle has formally launched her bid to become the next leader and challenge Jeremy Corbyn. The former shadow cabinet minister says she would be able to bring the party together again. Maria Sharapova is out of the Rio Olympics because a decision on her appeal against her ban for doping won't be made till September. The Court of Arbitration for Sport says it needs more time to consider all the evidence. And Andy Murray has admitted he's unlikely to play in Great Britain's Davis Cup quarterfinal against Serbia. A final decision on the Wimbledon's champions participation will be made after talks with captain Leon Smith. The weather
you like that?
No. The weather unsettled and breezy with widespread showers. Some brighter spells this afternoon. Highs of 22 degrees. Is more in half an hour.
Goodness, the word precipitation wasn't in there.
Yeah, I know. I almost said that.
Did you?
Well, by accident instead of participation. Thanks for pointing out my flaws.
What? Well, okay. How long you got?
You're such a mean little man.
Don't nod, Marta.
It's because it's true.
Shut up. Right, 1:32. I'm no George Galloway. 1:32. We will, of course, the insulting mouth there of... Victoria will have the news at 2, but there will be a made-up news lie in the news at 2 as part of Headline Hijack. We'd like you to make that up and get us that story. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comment on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, in the next half of an hour, are you lunching alone? Andrea Leadsom. If you are, then get in touch as we could induct you into the Talk Radio in the Afternoon's Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club. And you can get in touch to get on the list for that with this email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. A lot of reactions coming in this afternoon, I understand. Being a talk radio station, of course, as you'd expect, we are the home of reaction. And there's a lot to react to, let's be honest. We have breaking news of Andrea Leadsom quitting the Tory leadership race. It might well be that Theresa May is Prime Minister by 6 o'clock tonight, or sooner, depending on what the traffic's like between Birmingham and London. The Queen, as we also know, has to also get back to London so David Cameron can resign at her face. We were talking to Dan Hodges there from the Mail on Sunday, and he said there is no protocol that David Cameron can just tweet the Queen or invite her to join a WhatsApp group. And if he did that, you know, that would save a lot of time. And think of the climate, right? Think of if the Queen's got to rush back to London so David Cameron can resign at her face, then that's a helicopter, isn't it? You'd never make it in a car, and certainly not in a coach and horses, right? And if you think of that, right, all of this, the whole thing triggered by the referendum, right? No one thought about the pollution of the Queen's helicopter having to fly back from Scotland to London so David Cameron could resign. No one considered that. So why not, in the interests of the environment, I say to you, why isn't the first act of Theresa May, the new Prime Minister, to pass a law that says the Prime Ministers can resign via WhatsApp to the Queen? All you've got to do is get the Queen's mobile number. It can't be difficult.
No.
Right? And add her to the group. Just call it, I don't know, resignee group or something. Probably something a bit better than that, but, you know.
Brexit club.
Thanks. Well, no. Well, no. That's no.
No,
because it's not about Brexit anymore.
Yeah.
It's Anyway, resign yourself to the group, something like that.
Okay, yeah.
So you know, because people when they do WhatsApp groups, it's all a little bit witty, isn't it? Like that, right? So the Queen's a member of that. Someone from the 1922 committee, probably, and the current Prime Minister and the incoming Prime Minister in a WhatsApp group, and then they could just do it, and she doesn't have to. It's probably got Wi-Fi at Balmoral or wherever she is. Anyway, this is just my suggestion.
Yeah, it's a good suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. What reactions have been coming in, Cornelius?
Coming in, John. It's great that Andrea has led someone else have a go at being Prime Minister. That's from Rubbish Pun.
Good.
What do you mean the next Prime Minister isn't a mother? That's a lie. I reckon about 1 in 12 people I've met have told me they were born in May.
That's the home of reaction. It's Talk Radio. You can react via this 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So this is where you get to make up the news, as if it wasn't ridiculous enough and changing so quickly every single day. This is where you get to wade into that news and make yourself part of the news agenda. At 2 o'clock every single weekday here on Talk Radio, we allow you to put a lie into the actual news. You can fib it, fabricate it and fake it, and throw it over here in this direction, and we'll pick a winner. And it could well be you, my friend, to get your story into the news, as I say, at 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack, and it's there really to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. So those who may well be out for lunch, not listening to this bit, they don't hear it, so they don't know what's going on. They get back at 2 o'clock, they switch their radio on, and there's the news. They believe it because it's the news, except, as I say, in there, also a lie. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
On Twitter. After Andrea Leadsom pulls out of the Conservative Party leadership race, and again, the irony there that she's pulled out, yeah, is a mother. Julia Hartley Brewer has announced she will now challenge Theresa May. The Talk Radio presenter said that she hopes she can lead the party further right and install Nigel Farage as our new king. And that's come in from Julia Hartley Brewer. Thanks, Julia. Cornelius, what have you got there?
This has come in from Michael, who said, after his second Wimbledon championship victory, Andy Murray has announced that he will be retiring from tennis. He said he wants to leave the sport on a high and will concentrate on his real dream, which is to become a children's entertainer.
And this has just come in as well from... who's this from? Derek. It's to do with Top Gear. Right, I see. Chris Evans has been writing over the weekend that he supports Matt LeBlanc as new Prime Minister. He said he's got the right temperament and the right face, despite the rumours that Matt LeBlanc fell out with Theresa May on the set of government. Chris Evans has been writing that Matt LeBlanc would make an excellent Tory leader to take that franchise further. If you've got a made-up news story, then hell, get it over to us, because you've got about 20 minutes to do so before it gets into the news at 2 o'clock. It's Headline Hijack. Next, we'll also meet a lonely luncher. So if you are lunching alone, you can get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk and enter with us the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing, with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now,
continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
Ugh, he's gone and written me off, Churchy. We get in one scrape and that's it.
Oh, dear.
Well, he never could handle a car like me.
If your car is written off, you can choose between a replacement, paying for an upgrade, or the money.
You've done me a favour there, Churchy.
Oh, yes.
I always knew we were a car crash from the start.
No.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Comprehensive cover only, excludes theft claim, subject to availability, minimum car value £3,500 or cash replacement upgrade available when difference is paid, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Kirkstall Road in Leeds, the A65 still closed both ways around Willow Road following an accident. A spill on Cheshire's southbound M53 causing some heavy traffic near Junction 7 at Overpool. Stafford's A52, Wiston Banking 3A, two lanes are out because of an accident. Queues back to 25 at Nottingham, and Surrey's A3 in Guildford restricted south at the Cathedral Turn. The exit slip road closed there because of a vehicle fire, making things quite busy. I'm Gerina Adams.
Mr. Jake Yep's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then, and yes, you are just joining us. And if you are just joining us, then you'll be aware, of course, of the breaking news. What's coming in on the reaction front, Cornelius?
I beg your pardon?
What's coming in on the reaction
Lots
front?
Lots coming in, John. Hi, guys. Today's news story is now our new PM, so please make sure we lead with this at the top of the show. That's coming from Denny.
Yep.
And I think it's absolutely disgusting what Andrea Leadsom has said, and that's speaking as a mother.
Okay. So now, if you are watching the news or you're listening to the news here on Talk Radio or you're even aware of any of the news, you'll... And we spoke just then to Dan Hodges, of course, who is the Mail on Sunday political columnist. And even he was struggling to explain why the 1922 committee has to now ratify and rubber stamp. Do we have to resign to the Queen, to her face, does David Cameron do that? Could David Cameron be out of Downing Street by tonight? Could a mother win in a fight between a mother and an eagle? All of these things we were talking about. Because it's all the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's why we are here. We are Talk Radio, and we, well, foremost, like to help you out. And that's why we explain the news to you on a weekday afternoon in the obvious form. We do it through the medium and the art of Japanese poetry, because that's what you get. If you break the news right down to its component parts, you end up with Japanese poetry, of course. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news explained in haikus.
Andrea Leadsom quits the Tory race after mother of all rows.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Bringing us neatly, well, messily, to the doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Those doors, of course, made from mouldering pita bread with some out-of-date yoghurt smeared across its wheaty flavour. What? And within those hallowed halls lie the lonely lunchers, represented by a bust of an old sandwich or something. This is where we meet people lunching alone and help them through their lonely lunch by making them feel fewer lonely. And we're able to do that because we are equipped with the art of small talk, as though we were a friend or colleague. You don't know us very well, you know, not personally. We like to think we're your friend, though, and we're able, like a awkward friend or colleague, to chit and chat about this and also that. And that's the point of Lonely Lunch Club. If you're lunching alone, you get in touch and come on the radio. And then you're not as lonely as you were. That's the point of Lonely Lunch Club. Lonelylunch at talkradio.co.uk is the email. Someone who's done just that. It's called Laura. She's on the telephone now. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Hello there. Now, Laura, before we, you know, we attempt to befriend you, where are you? What do you do?
Well, I'm currently sitting alone in my kitchen / living room.
Yeah.
Eating my lunch out my Tupperware, which I'd forgotten to take with me on my day out, so I had to come home.
Oh.
Which was, yeah, a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, what's in the Tupperware, firstly?
Well, we've got a nice peppery salad leaves in there, some smoked salmon, a bit of avocado and chickpeas.
Oh, it's avocado again. Everyone keeps going on about the avocado.
Avocado.
It's so hipster,
you know what?
Isn't it?
I don't want to buy into the whole white middle class thing, but it tastes great. It fills you up. Like you can't go wrong, really.
Yeah. Hipster. So, yeah. So, okay, well, that's a strong lunch. That's not the lunch of, you know, it's not. What I'm saying is it's not just an old crappy sandwich that people, you know, or a bit of porridge, which is happened before
really
around
thought
here.
About this, yeah.
So you've got a strong lunch candidate there. So that, I think that's good. So you say you went out but had to come back for this. Where were you going?
A house viewing, which is actually quite exciting.
It's quite exciting, yeah.
Yeah, we put an offer on the house, so hopefully, if you're listening, Nelson's estate agent, please accept me.
Yeah, well, it's not up to them, technically. It'd be up to the owner, of course, but I see...
True.
I see your point. Okay, so what was nice about the house? What made you put the offer in?
It's got a very characteristic. Mm-hmm. It's got nice wooden flooring throughout. Mm. Great yellow tiles in the kitchen, which is nice. You know, nice and bright. Yeah. Bring some sunshine.
Nice.
If I was eating lunch on my own, you know, the yellow would probably cheer me up a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is good. I like that we're sort of in a live rolling news situation, all of your own there as well. Where you know, there's now a cliffhanger. You've got an offer in.
You know, it's probably going to be a few more lonely lunches for me.
Yeah, you need to get in quick, though, because, you know, with everything that's going on in government, anything could happen to the housing market, as we know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You've sort of timed it, I don't know, I want to say well, just in case.
I'm going to go with well, yeah.
Did you notice any, you know, because obviously you've been in, how long have you been hunting for a house for now?
For about a month.
Oh, right.
So about 6 or 7 house viewings already.
So you timed it sort of perfectly with Brexit then, that went well.
Yeah, I really thought it through when, you know, the referendum results are being released.
Yeah.
Where's the housing market going to go? Tried to do my predictions.
Yeah. I mean, if you like, because we know she's in a car right now driving from Birmingham to London, our new Prime Minister, Theresa May. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she's currently on her way back to London. Right, we're not sure why, because we think the Queen is in Scotland. We're still trying to get to the bottom of this. And obviously, the Queen has to make her Prime Minister, and David Cameron has to resign to the Queen, but the Queen's in Scotland. And so we're trying to work out whether or not in this modern world they could just do it on WhatsApp. We don't know.
Or maybe Twitter, send her a little direct message.
A little DM.
Yes. Yeah.
All the Queen's got to do is follow Cameron and May and vice versa, and you're exactly right.
Exactly. Snapchat. I'm pretty sure the Queen's tweeted anyway, hasn't she?
Yeah, the Queen, I think the Queen does have Twitter. I think that's true. Does the Queen, do we know, have the Snapchat?
Yes, she does.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah,
that's right.
She definitely does.
Yes.
You can definitely Snapchat, like, with the text as well now, yeah. So, you know, she's sorted with that.
I mean, we know Philip's got it, because he, you know, sends those... Philip picks.
Philip picks.
Is that what they call them? Those Richard picks.
Let's move on.
Okay. So, so we're wondering if this could be the case. But I wonder if Theresa May is listening, right? She's got to be listening to something in the car. Right, so she could well be listening to this. So I wonder if, you know, you're just climbing onto the housing ladder there with this new house. Do you have a message for our new Prime Minister that... Bear in mind, yours could be the first message she hears from the electorate. I could say the electorate, of course, we're not allowed to vote for her, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, oh, God.
You just, you know, it's your world, Laura.
Please don't go through with Brexit. Thank you.
She's already said she will.
I saw that. Yeah, she's already announced that. Maybe I can change her mind. I'm a lonely lady having lunch on my own. Do it for the women, please. I don't know.
Do it for the women. Did you hear that? She's got avocado, Teresa. Have you no heart? Have you a heart of stone like an avocado?
Oh, God.
Are you
the avocados again?
Are you a human avocado, Theresa May? Or are you a... What's a nice food? Sausage roll.
Inside.
A what?
Yeah. So I was going to say, what's soft inside?
Yes.
A sausage roll.
A sausage roll.
Sausage roll.
Yeah.
Homely.
Yeah. See? She... It's gone weird. But fine. Look, it's obviously excellent to talk to you, Laura. You are now well within our Tupperware Hall of Despair, especially as you brought some Tupperware to the actual game as well. So.
Yeah, I've actually literally been eating in my kitchen out of Tupperware.
And when people in the future say, "Where were you? Where were you on the day that Theresa May, the avocado Prime Minister, as they're going to be calling her, with a heart of stone? Where were you on that day? Where were you?" And you'll be able to say, "I was."
In my kitchen, on my own.
Yeah. Talking to a man.
Two men on the phone, yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah.
And think about that. Think about that. Tell your grandkids that.
It's a good story.
Unless you don't have grandkids, like Theresa May. I don't know. It's such a complicated... I don't know.
I mean, if I was Andrea Lidstrom, I could talk to my kids about it.
Exactly, yeah.
You'd be a stronger caller.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In her eyes... Anyway, it's been lovely to talk to you, Laura. Thank you very much indeed. That is Laura. She is now a fully fledged member of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely Lunch Club at talkradio.co.uk if you'd like to get involved in that as well. But I wish I hadn't taken all that heroin. It is interesting, isn't it, though, that Theresa May is going to be Prime Minister because Andrea Leadsom, just considered her position untenable after all the row, the mother of all rows, as we're hearing. Because she said what she said, then said, "I didn't really say that, I've been misquoted." And then, of course, they said, "Well, you haven't been misquoted because here's a recording of the actual interview where you said exactly those words, Andrea." So she couldn't really get round that.
No.
It just shows you how tricky it is, doesn't it? But say the wrong thing in a workplace environment, and that's what happens. I mean, you know, you can just have to leave the job. I mean, I did it once. To be fair, it is easy to do.
Several times.
Yes.
It's largely your career.
Yes, that's true as well. So, I mean, I like that you laughingly referred to this as a career, but you know, that's fine. I mean, I once on the radio play a game of swearing radio hangman for the under 12s, and you know that what got said there on the radio with hindsight was wrong. Google it. But it's easy to do, isn't it? It's easy to turn up at a radio station like at night and do a show. Right, and then organise a game of swearing radio hangman for the under 12s. It's easy. We can all do it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's an easy trap to fall into. You just got to watch what you say. As Andrea Leadsom, no, she shouldn't have said that stuff about mothers. And as we're saying, the irony now, she's a mother, but she's pulled out. And the irony of that being a form of contraception is not lost on me. Have you said the wrong thing at work? Yes, you have.
Before I did this, I've had many previous jobs, including I used to work with children with learning disabilities.
Right.
Fortunately, that's irrelevant to this story.
Good. God for that.
I also used to work at a jewellery crystal shop, and I once... I once got in trouble. I used to sell little crystal ornaments as well as jewellery.
Should we name it?
You can if you want.
Swarovski.
Yeah.
There aren't any others.
That's true.
I mean, to be fair, I could say other ornamental crystal overpriced crystal crap shops are available, but really there is only that one, isn't there?
Yeah. I once told one of my colleagues that the showpieces that we put in the cabinets, which are just normal pieces that we sell as per, was sugar glass. And not only could you just throw it across the room at people and it wouldn't hurt, you could also eat it. And a colleague of mine chipped a tooth trying to...
trying to buy a crystal swan or something?
Yeah, it was a duck. Crystal duck.
Who would buy a crystal duck?
Well, I didn't think they'd chip their tooth, but they did. They put in a complaint.
Yes.
I don't know why. And I had to have a meeting at head office.
If you've said something that's got you, I don't know, out of work, I suppose, eventually, so this afternoon...
Into trouble at work.
Okay, that'll do, yeah. Things you said at work that just got you into a whole load of trouble. That's what we do as a text this afternoon, because, you know, Andrea Leadsom did, and look what happened there. We've all done that. So you can get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with an anecdote about the time you said something wrong at work and got in trouble for it.
Or an anecdote.
Yeah, what did I say?
An anecdote.
An anecdote.
Have you been taking my hearing?
Yeah.
And so, to headline hijack. In 3.5 minutes, Victoria will be here with the news coming out her face. However, one of the things she says will be a made-up news lie, a fib and a fabrication and a fakery. Your job, and you are cordially invited, well, to supply that lie, to just scribble that lie down using words that you know in a sort of form and a few sentences of a made-up news story, and then get it to us, because you could win today's headline hijack. Let's do some for instances that have been coming in. Cornelius, what's been coming
this
in?
This has come in from Michelle, who says, unofficial reports are now seeping through that Theresa May has also pulled out of the prime ministerial race. She's expected to make a statement soon saying that it's funny, really. Now no one else wants it. I don't think I do. I only wanted it originally to annoy Michael Gove.
Yeah, now again, given the way the news has been going over the past few weeks, I wouldn't be surprised if she just... Because, you know, in Boris Johnson, quit. He stood up, everyone thought he was about to announce his candidacy, and he just quit. So if Theresa May gets back to London, because she's coming back from Birmingham right now, and if you're listening to this, Theresa, right, this would be funny, okay? Right, get back to London, get in front of the press, right, live on television.
Even get the Queen there.
Yeah, get the, yeah, exactly, the Queen.
Get the Queen
get
down.
Get the Queen and Cameron.
Yeah.
Right, get them both there, and just stand up and just go, nah, kidding.
And then auction it off to the journalists who are there.
Give it away as a prize.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, no one could make a bigger hash of it. I mean, we could all have a go.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've said this before, it should be like, have I got news for you when Angus Deaton left because of the prostitutes and the cocaine? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Right? And so it's the country should have a guest host each week.
A guest host.
Right? And we could all do it and we all get a turn.
Yeah, it's just Martin Clunes this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're saying just celebrities.
You think everyone could get a go?
Yeah. You know, yeah. I can have a go, you can have a go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd make some changes.
Yeah, you can have the bloke who used to be in Green Wing, it could be his turn next week.
It's Stephen Mangan.
Yeah, if you like. Yeah.
Alexander Armstrong.
Yeah. Hugh Dennis. They all get a go. Joe Brand. She probably have 3 or 4 goes because she crops up all the time.
Yeah, well. <it's...
laughs> Safe pair of hands. Yeah. So anyway, that's my idea. Run that past some political experts later on. This is still to come on the programme this afternoon. Well, there will be the big debate at 3 o'clock. The news in haikus. We will find out what drunk people are making of the news as we canvass them on the streets, or we have been out canvassing them over the weekend as they fall out of pubs and clubs. That's in Alco Vox Pops. Plus, we'll be sifting through the papers, and work experience punditry comes next, courtesy of Cara, who will be looking at television. It's Talk Radio on a Monday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
And just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon. An afternoon of breaking news. With it is Victoria.
Thanks, John. Coming up, May's due to be announced as the next PM. Eagle challenges Corbyn, and the Eiffel Tower's closed after Euro clashes.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May is due to become the next Prime Minister amid calls for an immediate general election. It's after Andrea Leadsom sensationally pulled out of the race to replace David Cameron as Conservative leader. The Energy Minister says she's grateful to the MPs who backed her.
To have won the support of 84 of my colleagues last Thursday was a great expression of confidence. Nevertheless, this is less than 25% of the parliamentary party. And after careful consideration, I do not believe this is sufficient support to lead a strong and stable government.
Mrs. Leadsom had to apologise over the weekend to the Home Secretary over comments she made about being a mother. Former leader of the Tories, Ian Duncan Smith, who'd supported her, has hit out at criticism about her remarks.
I think there has been a genuine operation to demean Andrea in a way which I have to say I feel somewhat appalled by, but notwithstanding that, I think her decision is based around what she thinks is best for the country.
Graham Brady, the chairman of the 1922 committee, says there won't be another leadership contest and he'll be meeting with board members this afternoon. While one leadership contest appears to be over, another is just starting. Angela Eagle has formally announced her bid to become the next leader of the Labour Party, challenging Jeremy Corbyn. The party's general secretary, Ian McNichol, says he's got enough nominations to trigger a contest. The former shadow business secretary says she knows what's needed to take on the top job.
It's about our democracy as well as our party. It's about giving hope to people all over the country that Labour can be an alternative government, ready and equipped to serve.
Boeing has announced a long-term partnership with the government to create around 2,000 jobs in the UK. The US playmaker intends to build a new £100 million facility at RAF Lossiemouth in Moray. The Eiffel Tower is being closed for the day after big clashes broke out following last night's Euro 2016 final. Crowds of supporters gathered at a landmark in Paris to watch Portugal's victory over France after the nearby fan zone reached capacity. Officers used tear gas and water cannon against fans, throwing glass bottles, and around 40 people were arrested. And revenues from the filming of the recent Star Wars and James Bond films have helped boost profits for Pinewood Studios. The film and TV production facility saw profit before tax increase by 58% to £7.8 million. It also says the drop in the pound against the dollar makes it more attractive proposition for overseas customers.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Unsettled and breezy with widespread showers. Some brighter spells are possible as well this afternoon with highs of 22 degrees.
Victoria, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Very, very, very good. Sorry, have you finished? I wasn't listening.
I'm going to say thank you for saying it's very good. And of course I finished.
Great. So it's 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. And is it still Pete with the sport?
It's going to be Ben.
Ben's got the sport.
Ben.
Ben's got Ben's back.
Ben.
Ben. Ben. Ben. It was...
He had a baby.
Ben, he has had a baby. Baby and now Brexit. He's a mother. He's stronger.
Yeah.
According to Andrea Leadsom. So here's good old strong Ben. New mother Ben with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former England striker Alan Shearer believes that Steve Bruce should be considered for the vacant manager's job. The FA is searching for a new boss to replace Roy Hodgson, with German Jurgen Klinsmann and Sunderland boss Sam Allardyce among the favourites. Former Black Cat TalkSport's Mickey Gray told us there's a good reason Big Sam is linked with the job.
I can see why he's favourite. He's got a philosophy. He's got a way of playing. Some people like it, some people don't. But I think if he did go into the England job, I don't think he's not a yes man. He wouldn't agree to what the FA ask him to do. I think he'd take over the reins, and I think he'd certainly get everybody on side.
On to transfer news. Italy striker Graziano Pelle has signed for Chinese club Shandong Luneng from Southampton. Newcastle have continued to strengthen as they prepare for life in the Championship. Arsenal defender Isaac Hayden joins on a five-year deal, becoming Rafa Benitez's fifth signing of the summer. And Alkmaar striker Vincent Janssen is having a medical at Tottenham.
Mummy's doing the sport.
Finally, tennis. Andy Murray admits he's unlikely to play in Great Britain's Davis Cup quarter-final against Serbia. A final decision on his participation will be made after talks with Captain Leon Smith. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And a Conservative Party document has been leaked that shows that one of the plans for Brexit was to delay it as much as possible and see if the population would just forget about it. After around 3 years, the government would destroy all the ballot papers from the referendum and deny it ever happened.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you very much, Ben. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. You are listening to the strongest show on the radio. And that is a fact, because the now pulled out of the Tory leadership race, Andrea Leadsom, says mothers are stronger, of course. And what are we, if not a mother, birthing out this programme each and every weekday afternoon? Now, admittedly, it comes out of your wireless rather than your vajayjay, but the end result is the same. It's a bundle of joy that will occasionally bring you happiness, but is really just a noisy thing that's full of crap. It's afternoons on Talk Radio, endorsed by Andrea Leadsom. Talk Radio, we'll get you pregnant.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
It's time for work experience punditry. Yes, as you know, Andrea Leadsom may well have pulled out of the race to be the Tory leader and then Prime Minister. Theresa May will be our Prime Minister. But someone is hanging on in there, strong, despite not being a mother. You're not a mother, are you, Karen?
I'm not.
Strong, despite not being a mother, Leadsom. Yeah, see, Leadsom, see. Cara's here with work experience punditry. She is... our TV reviewer, our TV guide, our TV guru. She reviews the previews some of the week's television on a Monday. And, we don't have to pay her because she's work experience. That's why she's here. Cara!
Hello.
Hi, though.
How are you guys?
Yeah, you're very well. You?
Yeah, good.
You're enjoying the breaking news?
Loving it.
Yeah? Loving it.
It's just so exciting,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is. So exciting. However...
What?
What's in your thing? What's in your TV bag?
Well, this week I first watched Forces of Nature, Brian Cox's Forces of Nature.
Oh, yes.
And the first episode was called The Universe is a Snowflake. And he says it kind of like that. Mm. So this was a documentary about shapes,
yes,
and how everything in the universe is explained by lots of different shapes put together. And he gave examples of this and then kind of said how those visual examples were more... they're just kind of the macro version of what was inside every atom. So I think we've got a clip from this.
And the laws of physics themselves change the circles into hexagons. That's still not agreed upon. But what is agreed upon by the mathematicians and the bees, is the hexagon, is the most efficient shape. That just shows you, it's a beautiful thing. Mathematics is the universal language. And when you look at a perfect honeycomb, you see a shadow of that language, of mathematics, made real by bees.
Mathematics made real by bees.
Yeah.
No, I can't do an impression of him.
Have you seen John Coleshaw's impression of him?
Yes, I have.
It's very good.
Yes, it is.
So he...
I know that because I used to write it for him.
Yeah, I think the skills behind the voice mainly with impressions.
I think you'll find it's the script. It's the script.
Okay, fine. So it was good. Brian Cox is so... You know, he has that way of making you feel like you're interested, even though you didn't think you were interested at all.
Yeah.
I'm not mathsy or sciencey at all, but he is so excited by maths. And so he kind of... The photography was amazing. He went all over the world. He went to...
Amazing.
You're just talking in your voice when you do this.
In my head, that sounds like Brian Cox.
That's not how impressions work.
Isn't it? Damn it!
So he went to, was it Spain, where they do the human towers?
Yes.
Where they're all kind of in different coloured T-shirts from all these villages, and they all make a really, really, I don't know, three-storey high tower of people standing on each other's shoulders, and then a child climbs up to the very top, and then they all tumble down. And he's saying how that is a...
Health and safety nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, it was awful, yeah. They had a padded helmet, and the parents were saying, oh, we get so scared, we can't watch. It's like, well, why do you do it then?
It's the Spanish,
we
though, isn't
can't
it?
Watch.
It's the Spanish. That's why. It's the Spanish Marta. Marta's Spanish as she pushes the button through the glass. Hey, Marta.
Hello.
You people are mad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've heard that before.
You let bulls run after you.
Yeah, and that's not very wise.
Then you build towers and drop children off the top of them.
We don't drop them.
I saw it on the television, Brian Cox.
I know.
It was amazing.
It's typical from where I'm from. I know what that is, but yeah. We don't drop the kids.
Don't you throw donkeys off towers as well?
I think it's sheep.
Oh, fine. Why would you throw a donkey off a sheep? Anyway, so, although if you did, it would be amazing. I saw this programme also.
Oh, you did?
I did. And you know the bit I liked?
Yes.
It was the bit with the bees.
Yes.
Under the cliff face.
Yes.
In Nepal.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
It was great.
Unbelievable, if you like.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Nepaling.
Yeah. Yes. So they got a family, a kind of village family, who go up to this mountainside twice a year, was it? And they go and collect this really dangerous honey. The honey itself isn't dangerous, but, you know, the bees around it are quite scary.
It's the diabetics.
Actually, yeah, he didn't mention that. He didn't say whether any of the bee people were dying. But anyway.
But they didn't have any protective clothing, just had a kind of wobbly rope ladder hanging off the edge of a cliff.
It was like
helmets.
Did you see in the football yesterday when Ronaldo fell over for the third time? One of those moths landed on his face. Right, it was like that, but with bees. I mean, it was horrific.
It was quite scary. And then they get a saw and they chop off the hive and then they sell it.
But hanging off a cliff face.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ludicrous.
And it was the nephew's first time.
That's right. And it was all about hexagons, wasn't it? And how,
yes.
And they still don't know whether the hexagons, that the bees know what shape they're making, or just nature makes them fit together because that's what a hexagon is, a really strong shape that will hold each other.
It's very clever.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is very clever. I think because it was an hour long, it slightly extended my interest. I think about 45 minutes in, I was like, okay.
Too many facts.
Brian, you care more about this than me.
Yeah.
But did you see the manatees, the weird sea creatures?
Yes,
who are their round kind of potato shape, because that's the best way they can keep warm. And...
They're like cows in the water.
Yeah, what did you say? They were like aqua cows.
Aqua cows.
Yes, yeah. And
sea cows.
Yeah. No, that's me. That might be them. I don't know. Anyway, but what was interesting about them is that they all huddle around the outlet from a power station because the water's warmer.
Yes.
But
no, they're charging their iPhones.
That's why.
Yeah. It's so hard to find a point.
These are the only animals with iPhones. That's amazing.
And the graphics were good as well, weren't they? When he was describing how atoms were put together and then all the kind of visual atoms went on screen in front of him.
Yeah.
And
are they positioning him to be the new David Attenborough, though?
Because it's
meets nature, isn't it?
Yes.
He's very much that. He's now going to be the sort of...
And what was good was that he understands that people don't all get maths and science, so he makes it personal. He creates a domestic story out of, you know, the people going to find the honey and a bit of drama, or the children climbing to the top of the tower.
Yes.
And so you're interested
in
mad
Spanish.
You're interested in their personal story as well as the science behind what they're doing.
But I think, do they, the BBC, have a duty, maybe it's enshrined in the charter, that their presenters of natural history / science programmes have to be able to be impersonated by John Coleshaw. Because he can do David Attenborough as well, can't he?
Yeah, otherwise Coleshaw's out of a job.
Yeah, so. Well, the annoying report, I mean, I know John very well. He's a good friend of mine, right? And, you know, he was devastated not that long ago because, like, Rolf Harris, he had to stop. Jimmy Savile, off the list. I mean, you know, he's kind of losing everything. He had nowhere to go. He was like, please stop arresting people. You know, Cliff at one point.
He's the real victim.
Yeah, he's the real victim. So they are always impersonable, aren't they?
Yeah,
David Attenborough.
Yes.
Here in the jungle.
That's better. There you go.
Here in Spain, where they throw donkeys off sheep.
No, I was wrong. Oh,
what else have you got, Cara, in your TV list?
Next, I watched Live from the BBC, which is a BBC Three. It's kind of on springtime this year, but all six episodes are still on iPlayer. Kind of up-and-coming, youngish comedians. And this was an episode, it's half an hour long, with Adam Hess and Dane Baptiste. And this is a clip from their material.
Number six, the saddest I've ever been is any time I've been showing someone a YouTube video that I find really funny, but then halfway through they move the cursor to see how long is left. Number seven, I hate other families' plates. I just hate other families' plates. I don't like the designs on them. Number eight, I had my 18th birthday party on a riverboat on the Thames. Couldn't leave. Disco jail.
Con was laughing all the way through that and John was quite straight-faced.
I really like Adam Hess.
When did you first come across him?
Years and years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a very funny comic. He's very good on Twitter, actually.
Oh, really?
At Adam Hess 1, I think. Definitely worth looking up.
Good. Okay. Is Adam Hess 2?
At John Holmes 1. It's my show.
Yeah, but you're not as good on Twitter.
All right, fine. I bet he can't do an impression of Brian Cox. No, can you? Yeah. All right. So, what did you make of it?
So, I thought that.
I mean, there's not much to it, right? It's just some comedians.
Yes. Yes. So, well, I was going to kind of assess how good they were at being funny.
Yes.
I have quite a low comedy threshold. I laugh at quite a lot of things, but I don't know. I thought Adam Hess was
rubbish.
No, I thought his material was funny. I thought what he was saying, if it was kind of written down, was really funny. But I thought his delivery didn't like serve it. He almost spoke too quickly, that he was kind of unconfident about that what he was saying was funny. If he'd said it all slower, he would have like. People have had time to react. And do you disagree?
His angry face.
Well, it's just that's his act. that he's this nervous.
It's just turned into comedy for him, isn't it?
Yeah. That's exactly what he does.
So
otherwise, I think he'd be. Well, he's a very good writer as well, but otherwise, I think he'd be a bit similar to. He's different. He's really funny.
So do you think he's kind of pretending to be nervous? That's his character.
Yeah.
But missed what I think, in a television way, that would suggest. That he's misserved by that nature of programme. If you don't get time, because I haven't seen it, but I guess it's like, you know, six or seven comedians on it get.
Yeah, this was two, so they had kind of 10 minutes and 15 minutes.
Okay, fine. But whether that's long enough to get it, I don't know. But maybe that's why live comedy works better in live comedy clubs, and he's always been a difficult ask on television. Mm. Translating it in that way is difficult.
Yeah, but that's helpful to know that that's actually what he's trying to do rather than he's just kind of unconfident.
He wouldn't be on telly if he was that nervous.
No, I know. But it's like making weird noises that like weren't words. I was like, why would you do that apart from to fill time?
Well, you know. Cornelius makes loads of weird noises that aren't words, but here he is. Right, we'll be back talking about others. What are we going to be talking about?
Power monkeys.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, here in the jungle.
They huddle around the power station.
They're powerful, isn't it?
To recharge their iPhones. And it's amazing. We'll be back talking more television with Cara next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then?
That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
Don't compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
And gently pull away. Very good, Miss Riley. Now, continue at this speed, and when I tap my clipboard on the dashboard, I want you to brake immediately in a controlled manner. Oh, excellent. Lovely bit of braking.
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Now available at your local QuickFit centre. Goodyear, made to feel good.
Now, Miss Riley, let's see a three-point turn.
Ever wonder what your pets get up to when you're not at home?
Here's the thing, Chloe, you're a cat. And no offense, but people don't really love cats as much as us dogs.
Duke, I could really care less.
You check out like 80% of songs online, and they're about dogs. How much is that doggy in the window? And how about this classic? What if I stream a little bit of this? You're nothing but a hound dog. Oh, what is wrong with this internet?
Download to your heart's content. Switch to super reliable Sky broadband. Sky, believe in better. Sky network areas only. Check your speed at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
Problems for County Durham's A66 in Bowes. It's blocked at the moment around Scotch Corner for the A1 and the A67. There's been a nasty accident. Air ambulance are attending the scene. Better news in Leeds for the A65 Kirkstall Road. That's reopened. There's still a spill being mopped up on Cheshire's M53 south near Severn for Overpool, but delays have eased. Somerset's A38 in Wellington. That's closed because of a spill near the Charleston roundabout both ways. And in Conwy, the A458 through Llangernu. Currently closed both ways. The recovery of an overturned lorry. I'm Jarena Adams.
People of Britain, this summer you can save a whole heap of cash on your car insurance and feel
worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. I'm worth it.
Visit Money Supermarket and you could save up to £250 this summer and feel epic. Britain, you're so Money Supermarket.
51% of customers could save up to £251 based on Consumer Intelligence March 2016.
I'm worth it.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-mannered, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Now, with all of the breaking news that's been happening, of course, Andrea Leadsom has ironically pulled out, given motherhood. And she's leaving Theresa May to become the Prime Minister. Now, Theresa May, we know, is on the way back from Birmingham down to London. We say we don't know where the Queen is. We think the Queen's in Scotland. She can't become Prime Minister without the Queen.
Why don't we know where the Queen is?
We don't know where the
Queen
is.
We've lost the Queen. That's the big news.
We've lost the Queen. And David Cameron needs to resign to the Queen's face, but we're trying to work out whether or not he can do it on a WhatsApp group, because if David Cameron's on WhatsApp and he's got the Queen's mobile number, and he had her to WhatsApp, adds Theresa May and lets them all to WhatsApp, they could just sort this out, and then no one would be having to fly anywhere in special royal helicopters and everything else. Maybe get them on Snapchat. Now, the only problem with that, of course, is if Prince Philip gets hold of it and Snapchats little Philip to some foreigners or something. So we'll keep you abreast of all of that news as it unfolds, of course. Now, we are, though, well aware that, as you're learning, the news is quite complicated. It can be very complicated because, well, recent events have proved it thus. You find it quite complicated, don't you, Cornelius?
John.
Yes.
I can't get my head around
it. Well, allow us to help, because on this programme, on a weekday afternoon, we like to take the news and make it easy to understand, and we do that by rendering it into the form of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news explained in haikus.
Murray for sports personality of year, but only for sport part.
The news in haikus. So on a daily basis, work experience punditry is the order of between 2 and 2.30. On a Monday, it's television, it's Cara's World.
Hello.
And we've already talked about Brian Cox, of course, being amazing. Is that getting better?
I don't know.
It's one word.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Most of my impressions consist of one word. Mm. It's hard to, you know, speak. I mean,
it's a springboard.
Yeah. I can do Churchill the dog, the insurance dog, but I can only go, oh, yes. So I can't do anything.
Well, there isn't many more words to him.
Good point, actually. And Anyway, so we've talked about Brian Cox, and we've talked about that comedy thing, what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going now?
To Power Monkeys, which
Which is a comedy thing as well, of course.
Yes, so this is a Channel 4 half-hour satirical comedy thing written by Andy Hamilton and Guy Jenkin, set in the campaign offices of the political parties, as well as Putin's office and Donald Trump's aeroplane, and it basically sends up current politicians by mocking their supporters. And this is a clip from the Conservative Unity Unit office.
Here's your lemon tea.
Thank you.
God, this referendum's so much harder than the election, because if you can't make up your mind, you can't just vote Liberal. You okay, Oliver?
No. Watched the debate last night with some old journo mates. We had to down a whiskey every time someone said take back control. And a brandy for as a mother. It was rat-arsed by the time those three Scottish women came on.
There's only one Scottish woman.
There you go.
Yeah. It's Jack D. It's Jack D.
It is.
Anyway. Power Monkeys, yes. So this is by, as you say, Hamilton and Jenkin, mm-hmm. who, of course, did a very similar thing with Drop the Dead Donkey years ago, where they used to drop topical references into sort of newsroom sitcom. And in the election, they did one as well, didn't they?
Yes, so this sprung from Ballot Monkeys, yeah. Which was last year with Hugh Dennis, which went around all the campaign buses before the election.
Yeah.
Yep. So this is very similar. It slightly lacked Hugh Dennis, because he was probably the star of last year's one. But it had Claire Skinner, also from Outnumbered, and Jack D, and Kevin McNally.
Yep.
And the woman from Bend It Like Beckham.
Yes.
And lots of other people.
Okay. Did it... Because, again, I know a couple of the writers on this.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the speed at which the news was changing.
Yes.
You've got to get it filmed. But B, what a great time to be writing something like that. With everything that was happening. And as soon as you'd written a joke, you had to change it because the news had changed again.
Yeah, so I think it must have been partially filmed on the day it was aired, because they would have the day's newspapers in shot.
Yeah.
And they would be talking about things that had literally happened the day before. So it was great that it was so fresh, and it felt very, very natural about real kind of office conversation.
Yeah.
I thought sometimes it slightly leaned too far to becoming a sitcom and about the characters. You know, Claire Skinner kissed one of her colleagues at a party, and that wasn't really relevant. People were watching it for the politics.
Although you can't, to be fair to them, you can't write the whole half hour and then get it filmed. You've got to have a backbone of the story somewhere, so I guess. And then you slot in those bits.
Yeah. But they were very funny. They just kind of sent up the position of the Conservative Party as being completely disunified, and how the Claire Skinner was kind of a very calm woman trying to unify everyone, but not really.
Presumably, is it over now? They're not. Is it stopped, or is it...
I think it has finished now.
Because you sort of want them to carry on a bit.
Yeah,
given,
you kind of think.
Given
surely
what's happening right now.
Yeah, you could be commissioned another six.
Yeah, well, they may well have done. I don't know. But Andrea Leadsom, as we know, is pulled out of the thing. Mm. Theresa May is on her way to London. The Queen's missing.
Queen could be in an episode.
It could. It could run and run.
Could turn into a detective series looking for the Queen.
Yeah. All right, good. So that's Power Monkeys. What are we finishing on very quickly?
That was it.
Oh, was it?
That's
fine.
All three.
All right, good. How's that then? Well, in that case, we timed it perfectly because it's 2:30.
Wonderful.
Cara, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
There you go. Work experience punditry. Things reviewed by people doing work experience, so we don't have to pay them. In the next half an hour, we will be live from Wimbledon.
Oh.
I know. There's a diversity paper review as Ooh. Well. Oh. We'll go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think weightlifting or pipe cleaners? Plus, we'll be finding out what drunk people think of the week's news in Alco Vox Pops and keeping you abreast of the unfolding news situation. 2:30 in the afternoon, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Andrew Leadsom has pulled out of the race to become the next Conservative leader. The shock move leaves Theresa May set to be appointed as Prime Minister. The Energy Minister made the announcement after being forced to apologise to the Home Secretary for appearing to suggest being a mother gave her an advantage.
There is no greater privilege than to lead the Conservative Party in government, and I would have been deeply honoured to do it. I have, however, concluded that the interests of our country are best served by the immediate appointment of a strong and well-supported Prime Minister.
Theresa May is already facing calls for an immediate general election. Green MP Caroline Lucas says that would be the only democratic way forward, while Labour's election coordinator says he's putting the whole party on general election footing on the same day its own leadership contest has been kicked off. Angela Eagle has mounted a formal challenge to Jeremy Corbyn. A police officer who had sex with vulnerable women, victims he met on duty, has been sacked. PC Daniel Falder admitted gross misconduct when he appeared before a Devon and Cornwall police disciplinary panel last week. A 14-year-old boy is one of two people arrested after violence broke out at a children's football match in County Durham. The fight took place at Bishop Auckland College after a parent reportedly stormed onto the pitch and grabbed one of the players. And there's been a big drop in the number of young people watching TV in the traditional way, according to a new report. Ofcom says viewing fell by 27% between 2010 and last year. It says younger viewers are tuning into on-demand services like Netflix and Amazon instead. The weather unsettled and breezy with wide spread showers, some brighter spells as well this afternoon with highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. It's 2:33. Theresa May will be making a statement later. I may well do an interpretative dance to it. But it depends what time she does it here in the studio. You don't get that sort of thing on LBC and Five Live now, do you? The other big news, of course, today on the front of all of the newspapers is the winning of the Wimbledon by the Andrew Murray, as we said, sports personality of the year, but probably just the sport part. Live from Henman Hill, our reporter Cornelius is there.
What?
Right, this is the bit of the
See,
programme when I said, can you be live from the Wimbledon so we can... Like, because you know on BBC regional news programmes...
Yeah, I watch them all the time.
Yes. Well, they always... We've had this conversation before. Well, they always cut live to somewhere for no good reason, don't they? So if something's happening, you know, in... well, I'll give you an example. So Southern Trains.
Okay,
right? Big
yeah.
news story today. There are people on strike... Commuters on strike... Right, staging a protest against Southern Trains' woeful and inadequate service because they today have come up with an emergency timetable. Okay, so what they'll do tonight, I guarantee you this, on Newsroom Southeast or whatever it's called, is they will have a reporter outside Brighton Station at 10:30 tonight. Right, when it won't really be open, Right, and there'll be nothing going on and no one there and it'll be dark. But still they'll send a reporter down there. Ditto, if something happens at a council somewhere, where will the reporter be? Outside the council building at 10:30 at night when it's closed. Just saying words that could just as well have been said in the blimmin' studio. Mm. Right? So now let's do that. So you need to be now live at Wimbledon.
Okay.
That's closed because it's over.
I can pop down there.
Yeah. Just...
Okay.
So I'll just fill time while you Con's wearing a like special outside broadcast microphone unit now. Hi Con, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, John. Can you hear me?
Yep. Are you at Wimbledon yet?
No, I'm just on the tube.
Right.
Just
yeah.
Oh, it's Victoria's on the tube there.
Con, right, where are you now?
Okay. I'm just on the escalator at the tube.
Yeah.
It's not moving, so I'm going to have to run down.
All right, can you be out? We need you on Henman Hill.
Henman Hill?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Live.
Okay, I'm out the station now. Yeah. I'm just... Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I've forgotten. There's the Wimbledon queue, isn't there?
No, because the point is it closed. Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll pretend it's not there.
Yeah.
Then. Right,
can you just run up to the top of Henman Hill for us?
Right, I found the hill.
And I'll come to you live in a moment, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Let me know.
Yeah, all right, okay. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Andy Murray, of course, his second Wimbledon win yesterday. And we can now go live for no good reason to our reporter, who is at Wimbledon despite it all being over yesterday. Good afternoon, reporter.
Good afternoon, John. I'm here live at Wimbledon, stood atop Henman Hill.
Yes. Now, let's talk a little bit about this, because in the days of mothers... you know, being the matriarch, after Andrea Leadsom, of course, had to quit, as we know, for all of those comments about mothers being stronger. Henman Hill is essentially the mound which spawned Henman. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes, absolutely. We all remember back in 1979 when just what seemed an innocent hill at Wimbledon Tennis Court spread its hillocks and gave birth to... Tim Henman.
Yes, yeah.
Who went on to become a tennis star.
Right. Should we change its name now to Murray's Mum's Mound?
Yes, Judy Murray Mound.
Yes.
Yes, that would make the mound stronger, according to Andrea Leadsom, which would be able to mean it could hold more middle-class families who enjoy The Guardian and Pimm's.
Yeah, often in the same cup. Now, Andy Murray, of course, has won Wimbledon, isn't he? And that's fair enough, but he's only a father, isn't he? And he talked about his child in the post-match interview yesterday, but imagine... You know, imagine what he would have achieved if he was a mother, because they're so strong, aren't they, according to Andrea, had to quit Leadsom.
Absolutely. Yeah. It would have been an excellent idea to think of a tennis player who is an example of a mother, but I haven't done that in preparation for this. But, of course, Andy Murray, since talking about being a parent yesterday,
yes,
has come under much criticism, and there's been calls for him to resign as tennis champion.
Yes, I've heard that. And it is true, isn't it, though, that there are no... you know, I think I'm right in saying this, because I have researched it. No mother has ever won a Wimbledon men's single final. I think that's absolutely right. And I think that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm just looking at the winners' board now. Let me just...
Yeah. Just do check that. Yeah. There's no...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there's no mothers on there, John. Not on the men's singles.
No.
Very disappointing.
Tell me what you can see. The reports this morning, of course, of Murray's tears from yesterday still littering the grass. People were picking them up to take them home. Of course, are there any... What tennis detritus is left?
Yes, there's lots left over. There's lots of personality not here, which we don't know. We don't know whether that actually turned up here. But Murray Mound is actually was made into. Obviously, they removed the mound after the tennis season, but it is now just a mound of empty strawberries and cream cups.
Does the mound go into storage, and then they just bring it out again next year and erect the mound?
Yes, that's right. It's kept in the. It used to be kept in the O2, and that's why the O2 Arena. And that's
is
why
that, it's that shape,
the Millennium Dome. Yeah, yeah. But now they keep it at the Eden Centre, and again, just optimum shape.
It's let's be honest, it's not just Andy Murray's win yesterday, of course, because there was also the wheelchair tennis win, and I think the mixed doubles as well went to British players, or at least one British player, I think, in there. I've always wondered this in the doubles tennis, do they get like a cup each, or do they have to share it?
No, they get a cup each, and they're both double. It's mixed as well, so it's Pimm's and lemonade. It's a double shot, and no, they get one each.
Okay, I'm glad about that, because otherwise, you know, in the women's doubles, if they got one cup each.
Yeah.
Then they. Anyway, that's Cornelius live from.
I'm come back in now. Yes. It's starting to rain.
Yeah. Live from Wimbledon there on Talk Radio, and we'll keep you abreast of any of that news if it breaks. Don't know. Still to come in the next bit of the programme this afternoon, we will have the big debate at 3, of course, the diversity paper review. And if Theresa May does make it back to London and does a statement, we'll be sure to be bringing it to you. I have no fear of that. 20 minutes to 3 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Is your chili con carne more like chili con carnage? Your fondue more of a fondant? And is your falafel always a total falafel? Then you really need to listen to the recipe of the day on Talk Radio with Encona. This Saturday morning from 8, join Penny Smith and her special guest, Top Chef Barry Vera. Every week they'll be cooking and sampling a fresh and flavoursome new recipe that's guaranteed to give you kitchen kudos. The recipe of the day on Talk Radio in association with Encona. Banish the bland.
Eye contact on the morning commute with a total stranger? No chance. But I suppose your eyes have to look somewhere, don't they? Grab a Metro every weekday morning to fill your eyes with news, sport and showbiz instead. And no awkward moments guaranteed. Pick up a Metro, free every weekday morning.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems for County Durham's A66 in Bowes. It's blocked at the moment around Scotch Corner for the A1 and the A67. There's been a nasty accident. Air ambulance are attending the scene. Better news in Leeds for the A65 Kirkstall Road. That's reopened. There's still a spill being mopped up on Cheshire's M53 south near 7 for Overpool, but delays have eased. Somerset's A38 in Wellington. That's closed because of a spill near the Charleston roundabout both ways. And in Conwy, the A458 through Llangernu. Currently closed both ways. The recovery of an overturned lorry. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and some of your reactions are coming in.
Lots coming in,
lots
John.
Coming in.
Lots coming. So glad to see Cristiano Ronaldo win a major tournament. He seems like such a nice bloke. That's coming from
No one. And ban all mothers from any sort of power. Arrest anyone caught breastfeeding a baby.
Right, okay. If you've got a reaction, that's... Is this number 8722?
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
News. Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's not like LBC or Five Live. Now, what we have next for your delight, and I use that term erroneously, is our diversity paper review. Now, every day, of course, we review the papers. Yep, so also do many Talk Radio shows, but not with a different diversity on a daily basis. They don't. We do, and we are the most diverse programme in British broadcasting, the kind of programme that Lenny Henry, if he knew it existed, would be very pleased about indeed. We welcome back Cassie this Monday, and Cassie's diversity is that she is...
half Sri Lankan.
That'll do. Right, you've been looking through the papers, Cassie. What have we got? Well, here's the main thing, of course, is that by their very nature, the papers today have got none of the big story in it.
Yes.
Yeah, so... I mean, I suppose we should talk about that because that's the big story. But is that a problem? Do you think in this day and age, in that just news happens so fast and with social media and everything else and so quickly, that the newspapers don't really stand a chance anymore?
Yeah, I sort of feel like they're kind of on the way out, and they're just you know, it's part of like a sort of little treat for old biddies to to participate in every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously they have websites and they keep those up to date, I suppose. Yeah.
Yes, that is true.
But the actual print version, I mean, I if you don't literally read it the moment it, you know, hits the newsstand, it's just out of date completely, isn't it?
No, I know it is. I wanted to try and find this article. There was an interesting thing on Sunday about people teaching happiness in schools. And then the paper had sold out, and then I tried to find it online and I couldn't find it online, but I found the same article that had been released years and years and years ago in a different format. So I feel like subconsciously they're just trying to tell the same stories over and over.
That's just lazy journalism.
I know.
That's just hoiked that out.
I know.
Yeah. So what, I mean, let's look at them for what it's worth.
Yes.
Because that's the rules of Talk Radio. But what did most of them go with today?
Most of them go with?
Yeah.
In terms of?
New Murray, I'm guessing, on the front pages.
Yep, they all went with Murray, yeah. But then that has been quickly obliterated.
Yes, because he's had to quit now, hasn't he? He's quit. He's quit from tennis, and there's a new tennis champion going to be the new tennis champion, possibly by 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah,
and I think,
yeah.
But you can't quit as tennis champion without the Queen. So
it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen immediately because no one knows where the Queen is. So so Andy Murray's going to stay on as tennis champion until such time as he can see the Queen and quit from tennis. It's all very confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Entire news. By the way, someone has just said that the Queen is in Norfolk, not Scotland. Breaking news for you, and that she's going to come back to London on Wednesday. So nothing will happen probably till Wednesday. It takes her that long to walk. She's very old.
I'm glad the Queen's not putting herself out.
Yeah, she's not going to interrupt her holiday.
No,
she's done.
To Norfolk.
She's on the beach at Cromer, having an ice cream. Anyway, elsewhere in the papers, Cassie.
So we should discuss the non-paper, the big revelation news event.
Yes. That one.
Yeah, that one. That one where that person dropped out of the leadership race.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Because a lot of the papers this morning were going with, of course, the next stage of the race.
Yeah.
So going, well, you know, will it be Andrew? Will it be this? And the whole row about motherhood and all of that.
Yeah.
But now, of course, as you say, the situation has just moved on.
It has. And I was at home today and I was able to watch her speech. She just read from that letter, didn't she?
Yes.
But I was very angry initially because I thought, of course, you know, the minute someone has sort of slated you in the papers, you can't handle it and you're going to drop out.
Yeah.
But then actually I did think maybe she just was accepting defeat because she was kind of rubbish anyway.
Yes. Well, she wasn't going to win. The smart money was not on Leadsom, was it? Let's be honest. But do you think it's fair that we are about to have a new Prime Minister?
That we've had no say.
We've had no say, exactly. It's not democratic at all.
Weird, isn't it? Because I suppose it was always going to be Tory anyway. Yeah. That was it. But then it does feel... I mean, it doesn't feel as bad. I suppose everything in the wake of all of this other awful stuff that's happened,
yeah.
I feel like now there's a thing of, like, I'm comparing it to how awful the previous stuff was, and this doesn't seem as bad because, you know, at least we had a say with the Brexit thing. So, and that was awful, but, you know, we don't really have a say with this, but it was the kind of lesser of two evils, so... It just kind of feels like I don't know. I mean, I've lost a lot of faith in sort of. I don't think this is democracy at all anymore.
No, well, it stopped for me. It all went wrong with Boaty McBoatface, right? Because we all voted for that ship to be called Boaty McBoatface, and then they just overturned the will of the people, didn't they?
Yeah.
And called it the Sir David Attenborough, right? And that's not what the people wanted.
No, it's not.
And that you thought, well, you know, this can't happen in a democratic society, but yet. Yeah, and that's where the rot set in, Cassie, to my mind.
That is the rot.
Yeah. What did you make of the mother row, though? In terms of, you know, as a woman,
yes.
The Andrew Leadsom, you know, it seemed to say that she was in a better position to be Prime Minister because she had children.
Yeah.
Where children may have not.
Well, I thought when it first came out, I didn't actually think, I thought, oh, well, that's not that bad, is it? Just saying it, you know, because actually maybe, I don't know, it just seems like everyone's entitled to their opinion. And if she thinks that that's her standing point, then she's entitled to say that. But then I found out Theresa May was barren.
Yes.
And that was awful.
Yeah, so she's,
I mean, that is the lowest blow. I mean, it completely changed it for
yeah,
me.
I think it's
terrible knowing that. But she, I don't feel like she's that kind of like...
Well, she wasn't ready to lead. Like, you know, she didn't know how to play the game.
No, and she didn't, you know, she didn't like gays, so that would have been an issue at some stage.
That was going to crop up, certainly, in fact, it already had started to, of course, because, you know, she'd sort of said that whole don't really agree with gay marriage as it stands kind of thing. So, in that sense, I suppose, it's... I mean, it'd be interesting to see what Theresa May says in her statement. I mean, that's going to be... But as I say, what would be interesting even more is because I don't think I'm ready for the news to go back to normal yet. I'm sort of liking this random nature of the news. So I want her to come back to London and just say that she doesn't really want the job and it was a joke.
You know what, though? If that happened, it would not surprise... Like, not a joke, but, you know, I feel like I'm so ready for something so kind of... monumental to happen every time you sort of go onto the internet or like open a paper, that it wouldn't surprise me, any of this new stuff.
Is there anything else in the papers at all that we've been looking at? I mean, just literally, apart from surveys to fill time. Because, I mean, there's a lot about Andy Murray, of course.
There's lots about Andy Murray. I mean, today. I want to go on to this one about the Britons protesting as part of the Black Lives Matter.
Oh, go on then, yeah, okay.
Big march in Oxford Street to show solidarity there. It was weird, actually, because I want to say it as well, because my friend told me about, you know, that all lives matter. Counter Black Lives Matter. And she used this really good analogy of, like, well, okay, if at a dinner table there's a guy who's not eating... and there's a load of other people who are eating, and the guy pipes up and says, can I have some food? I'm hungry. And they're like, well, we're all hungry, so no. I feel like that is a good analogy for it.
That is a good analogy.
Yeah.
All lives matter should just be quiet.
Yeah. What food are they having? No, I think that's important. Because if it's avocado, I mean, that's too poncy.
Maybe like a rice pudding?
I think even if I was hungry, I don't think I'd pipe up and ask for rice pudding. I'd sort of leave it to the people that needed it more than I did. Yeah, it wouldn't sway me.
No.
Tiramisu, that I'd be right in there.
Tiramisu.
But you're right, good analogy. And I suppose, did you see that picture as well today? The protest of the black lady in a dress facing off against two riot policemen.
Oh, no,
have you seen that? That's worth having a look at. I think that's going to be one of those historical pictures. That goes down in history as a not quite Tiananmen Square, but in terms of just what it represented, it was quite interesting.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, isn't it? Because I feel like we're living history. Like, this is stuff that you will learn about in schools. You know, it feels like these are such huge events. There's a kind of slight, like, gosh, this is actually happening. Our whole lives are changing. This is a turning point in the sort of...
See, I admire your optimism there. I think it'll just go back to being the same old
Do you reckon?
I sort of think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with, you know, the new government will start and then it will just go back to normal. I mean, what is interesting about is the fact that Angela Eagle has been overshadowed by, because she announced her candidacy this morning for Labour, and that's been completely overshadowed by the whole resignation of Leadsom. Is it resignation? Or is it just quitting a race? I don't know. But either way, she now the Eagle, and we were saying, you know, which is stronger, you know, technically, because she said a mother is the strongest thing. That's what Leadsom said. But,
yes.
And she did beat an eagle, really, in that sense.
She did beat an eagle. So, actually, this man beat a seagull in other news.
What?
In the Daily Star. There was a sort of, watch this, watch the birdie, it's a turn for the worse. This vicious-looking seabird was caught on camera by a terrified photographer who feared he was going to be dive-bombed. Rob Bates snapped the aggressive turn. I've actually just misread it. When I looked at it.
What, so it hadn't attacked him? Or it had attacked him?
When I read it, I read artist Rob Beat the aggressive turn. It's actually just his name, it's Rob Bates. Sorry, there's no animal cruelty in the news today.
He hasn't punched a bird.
No, he hasn't, sorry.
That's the kind of pay-per-view I like. It starts off in one story and then ends up quite another.
I don't get what the story is now, then.
It's just a man took a photograph of a seagull.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Basically.
Well, you know, I don't blame them. It's a slow news day.
Yeah.
Man sees seagull. Yes, no, that's it. What? He's seen a seagull? Yes.
He also said it was like a scene from Hitchcock's The Birds.
Right. Well, I mean, in the sense that it involved a bird, yes. And only one.
And his name is like a name from Hitchcock's Psycho as well. Mm. Norman Bates.
Yes.
The Bates Motel. Yeah. So it's all linked.
Right.
It's all linked. I think the Star realised that when they published that article.
Did they?
Subliminally.
Great. Anything else that's not news?
Not news. Billy Piper's out on the lash at 2 a.m.
That's not news, is it? Great. What's she out on the lash for?
I think she's, isn't it? It's sort of post-divorce, isn't it? It's post-divorce.
Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten she'd done that.
Letting her hair
didn't
down.
Didn't she? Hang on, we've gone from eagles to seagulls to foxes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was, which fox was she?
Lawrence
having
Fox.
A go on? Lawrence Fox, that's right.
Lawrence
yeah,
Fox.
Yeah.
Who apparently has had to put his music career on hold because, in the light of the divorce, his ex-wife is out on the lash, so his two children need looking after.
Right. It's no wonder the papers are going out of business, really, isn't
yeah.
it? I mean, that's,
yeah.
you know, it's really not that interesting. But thanks, though, Cassie, for coming in and paper reviewing us. Even though, and I like a paper review that doesn't really concentrate on the papers, but actually, what's the point? Because the news is working faster than that. So, the latest, we know that Theresa May is going to become Prime Minister. We know that Andrew Leadsom's quit over the mother of all rows. And we're trying to work out if the Queen's in Norfolk or Scotland and whether or not she can get back in time to
accept
everybody.
We've just had a spotting of her in Scarborough.
Scarborough?
So, yeah.
Spotted.
Yeah, spotted the Queen in Scarborough.
She's on a holiday. Leave her alone. She's an old lady on holiday. Have a holiday and then come back and deal with it. Or, as I say, join a WhatsApp group. David Cameron sets up a WhatsApp group. You've just got him and the Queen and Theresa May in there. They can do all their quitting and hiring just on WhatsApp. You know, or one of the other mobile Grindr, something like that. So it's coming up to 3 o'clock. After three, there will be the big debate, of course. And today's mystery quiz will be along in the next hour. We will keep you up to date if Theresa May says any words. Has she reached London yet? Or is she still stuck in traffic north of?
I don't know. I'm in here with you.
Well, you've got the internet.
I'll turn on my Theresa May finder.
Yeah, good. Yeah, always have that switched on your phone. Find my PM. Just yeah. So it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No.
Citroën.
TNCs apply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In July, we've got a real deal on a 10-litre tub of Leyland TrueGuard masonry paint for only £19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
See you later, love. Enjoy the game.
Will do.
Right, my time. Sport time. What's it going to be then? Riders, drivers, strikers, fast markets. Excellent. Are they going to score? 6-1. Dig fast. Bet fast.
Feel the excitement with 10bet. Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200. Play at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk.
$5 as a deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio, 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Theresa May is due to become the next Prime Minister. Labour's leadership challenges finally mounted and Aerosmith's guitarist collapsed during gig.
Talk Radio.
Andrea Leadsom has sensationally dropped out of the Conservative leadership race.
The interests of our country are best served by the immediate appointment of a strong and well-supported Prime Minister. I am therefore withdrawing from the leadership election and I wish Theresa May the very greatest success.
The Home Secretary is now set to become the UK's second female Prime Minister. The Energy Minister quit following a weekend of criticism over comments she made, appearing to suggest being a mother gave her an edge over Mrs May, who's childless. Graham Brady says he needs to meet with other members of the 1922 Committee.
The process is now that I, as chairman of the 1922 Committee, and the board of the Conservative Party must formally confirm that Mrs May is the new leader of the Conservative Party. I will make a further statement as soon as I'm in a position to do so.
Leader of the House of Commons, Chris Grayling, who's been behind Mrs May's campaign, has paid tribute to Mrs Leadsom.
Her actions this morning have shown what a principled and decent politician she is and how willing she is to put the interests of the country before her own. She is a true public servant.
Both Michael Gove and Boris Johnson have backed her to succeed David Cameron, with the former London mayor calling for the handover of power to start immediately. The process may not be finalised for a few days, though, as the Queen's not expected to be back at Buckingham Palace until Thursday. It won't be started until David Cameron has the opportunity to see Her Majesty. Meanwhile, there are already calls for an early general election to be triggered. The Greens and Lib Dems say the Tories now have no mandate. Labour says it's getting ready for one. It comes as Angela Eagles formally launched her bid to topple Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader. The former shadow business secretary says she can make the party electable again after the EU referendum result. Mr Corbyn has promised to fight any leadership challenge. A woman has been jailed for just over 3 years for using an electric shock dog collar on a toddler. 34-year-old Lana Monaghan, who's from the Highlands, admitted using it on the boy several times last summer, as well as kicking him and hitting him with a wooden spoon. Southern Rail says cutting the number of trains will mean a better, more consistent service. 341 trains a day will be axed for the next month because of a shortage of staff and the threat of industrial action. And Aerosmith's guitarist Joe Perry is in a stable condition in hospital after collapsing during a concert in New York. The 65-year-old was performing with his side project Hollywood Vampires with Alice Cooper on vocals and Johnny Depp as a fellow guitarist when he staggered off stage.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Unsettled and breezy with widespread showers. Some brighter spells as well, though, this afternoon. Highs of 22 degrees.
That's Victoria there. She's got the news.
I've just done it.
She's just done it. So now here's Ben with the sport live from Andrea Leadsom's quitting the Tory leadership race speech.
Theresa May.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former England striker Alan Shearer believes that Hull boss Steve Bruce should be
she is ideally
for the England
placed
job.
To implement Brexit on the best possible terms for the British people.
German Jürgen
and
Klinsmann,
she has promised
the for the
that
role.
She will do
Shearer
so.
Says the new man should be English, but admits
for
the options
personally,
are limited.
To have won
transfer
the support
news,
of
Italy striker Graziano Pelle has signed
Thursday
for Chinese club Shandong Laneng from Southampton. And Arsenal defender Isaac Hayden has joined Newcastle on a 5-year deal. Finally, golf. Jason Day says he's looking forward to testing himself on the course
party
at the Open Championship.
Wild
number one tees off in a group with Masters winner Danny Willett and Ricky Fowler at Royal Troon on Thursday. Day's been practising over the weekend and says it's a special tournament.
It's a very challenging course, I think. Coming so
there is
close
no
last
greater
year
privilege than to lead the Conservative Party in government, and I would have been
be
deeply honoured to do it. I have, however, concluded
that the interests of our country
are best
served. I'll be honest with you, I don't think it was very sensible of Ben to do his sport live from Andrea Leadsom's resignation speech earlier today. I think, you know, it took the edge off both for me.
Yeah.
You know, neither was allowed to really get their message across correctly, I think. So in the future, we'll try and get Ben from TalkSport not to do his sport.
I don't know why he doesn't just do it in a studio.
Well, he should.
What an idiot.
He's just unprofessional, isn't he? But yeah, you've got to bear in mind, he is a new mother. Ben has been off. He has just had a new baby, and that's why he's been off. And he's back. And as Andrew Leadsom himself would say, he's back stronger. So that was the news with Victoria. The sport with Ben live from Andrew Leadsom's Tory party leadership resignation speech. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, yes, you are listening to Talk Radio, the strongest show on Talk Radio. That is a fact, of course, because now pulled out, Andrea Leadsom says that mothers are stronger. We know that's what she says. And what are we, if not a mother, a sort of broadcasting mother, birthing out this programme each and every weekday afternoon? Admittedly, it does come out of your wireless rather than of a JJ, but the end result is the same, a bundle of joy that will occasionally bring you happiness. But it really is just a noisy thing. It's full of crap. It's Afternoons on Talk Radio, as endorsed by Andrea Leadsom. Talk Radio, we'll get you pregnant.
Talk Radio.
It's time for the big debate. Right, so a big debate on Talk Radio where we debate the big, and there comes no bigger, of course, than the story that is breaking and has been breaking and has possibly already broken. Andrea Leadsom has pulled out of something else. First, she was banging on about how she'd pulled humans out of her foo-foo, but now she's also pulled out of the leadership race. Theresa May has returned to London. She's been seen walking into Westminster, by the way, and is no longer racing Leadsom. Leadsom said that the baby's made her the best, but that's wrong, isn't it? Because she, despite being a strong mother, she's quit. It's been a controversial weekend all round, really, but it begs the question, in this day and age, post-Brexit, post-Chilcot, post-Natal, do we need mothers? After all, what is a mother if not just a dad in a dress? Well, Al's on the line. He's been listening to the telephone programme down the telephone, and he thinks mothers are outdated as a concept. Don't you, Al?
I think it's sexist. Only women are allowed to do it. I'm not allowed to breastfeed in public.
No.
Or in private. They're worse leaders, as Leadsom proved. And just look at Theresa May. The most powerful person in the country, and she got there because she puts no value on human life and refused to be a mother.
Yeah, well, it's a controversial point of view. Let me bring in Henry, but that's the point of Talk Radio, isn't it? Let me bring in Henry, who's very much for the notion of mothers. You think, Henry, don't you, that we still do need mothers in this day and age?
Absolutely, John. Good afternoon, by the way. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Very well. Thank you, Henry, for joining us. Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that. Oh, I think that really some of the best things in the world are associated with mothers.
Yes.
Not just mothers in general, but I think Mother Nature, that's one of the best things in the world. Mother's Day and Mother Care, that's a fantastic shop.
Mm.
I think we just need mothers, because if we got rid of mothers, the entire country will collapse more than it has done today, John.
I'm gonna bring Al back in there already, because he's already pointed out the sexist nature of only mothers being able to give birth and or breastfeed. There's not a father care, is there, Al?
No, I think he's kind of missing a fundamental point. They're not needed. I actually didn't have a biological mother.
Yep.
I was carried by my father like a seahorse in his sack.
Yes.
It's perfectly natural.
Yes.
And secondly, their milk isn't needed either, which is something we always get told. Heather Mills, the only person to have simultaneously held mother and rear of the year, and she had a wooden leg, told us that rat milk is twice as nutritious and half the calories.
Yeah, right. So rat milk is the way forward. I mean, is
yeah.
And I mean, what would Paul McCartney's other wife, the vegetarian one, have made of that, of rat milk? Do you think?
Are you asking me?
Are you asking me?
I'm actually asking neither of you. So okay. Let's talk about test tube babies, right? You don't need mothers, do you? Because babies can be born in test tubes, right? So now we know that. So why do we need? What do we need mothers for, Henry? I mean, you get a baby out of a test tube, right?
Well, yes, but it causes injuries to the child when they're born from test tubes, because as we know, these test tubes shatter upon birth and they cut the baby. But mothers do not cause any injuries to their kids upon birth, and it's just a more natural way of doing things, John. I'm all for the natural way.
He's saying, Al, that it's better for a child to be born out of the flesh
of
Hufu.
Who is this guy?
Rather than a glass tube. I mean, he's got a point, hasn't he?
No, he hasn't. I mean, who is this guy?
Yes, I do.
The only other people in human history that I know of that have loved their mums are Jimmy Savile and Norman Bates.
Yeah.
Apart from this, they don't need to be born in test tubes, even. What they're doing, they've been trialling in Wales, is they've just mixed the sperm and the egg in a blender, put it in some fertiliser and just let it go.
Yes. No, I know. And I think we're now seeing the first generation of those fertilised babies. You're absolutely right. And I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because they're doing trials in Sweden now where men you don't even need the woman's eggs anymore. Men can now fertilise hen's eggs. Like that technique of blowing an egg? Do you remember that? Where you put a hole in the end of the egg and you blow the inside of it out?
Yes, I remember that, John.
It's like that, right? But what you're getting now is children that are born half human, half chicken and feathered. But that is a small price to pay, isn't it, for this?
I don't want to imagine a world with that, John. I'd prefer human babies born the way they are.
So old-fashioned.
Intended out of a lady hole.
No, you're so very...
Nonsense. That's the way David Cameron, not a lot of people know, he was actually one of the first egg babies. He never had a mother. He had a plush Porky Pig as a surrogate. And I don't think that caused any long-term trauma, even though it was also his wet nurse.
Yes, and also, but you've got to also think of, and it's topical with tennis, really, because, you know, there are these children that are half human, half chicken, and then there's Tim Henman, right? And that's like a prototype of this kind of thing. He's half man, half hen. And he went on to have a career not as successful as Andy Murray's, didn't he? Andy Murray is half man, half miserable man.
Mm. Well, he doesn't have a hill named after him.
Murray Mound?
Please.
That could happen.
Well,
all right, look.
I don't really want to go down that road of moral degradation.
Let's look at it like this, all right? If we have, I'm just going with your thought, Henry, here, right? Let's just take your idea and follow it through. You think we still need mothers that should give birth to children in the way that they do now, look after that child and bring that child up and nurture a child and be a mother to that child. That's what you think, isn't it?
Yes. What's the problem with that? Yes, I think that's correct.
Yeah. Well, no, but take that to its nth degree. Let's just follow that through, right?
And
what's going to happen is that's just going to keep on happening, right? And keep happening and keep happening again and keep happening and keep happening.
Yes.
And Al, you can see, can't you, that if we just go down that route, as we've blindly done for thousands of years, right, nothing will change, will it? Nothing.
No, it's going to stay the same. And it's just a big scam. They do it to get the best seats on public transport and the best parking spots.
Yeah.
And I won't be held to ransom. That's why I always park there or in a disabled spot. And sometimes I have to wait a long time.
Yeah, and you, yeah, and that.
Well, I think they're entitled to these seats and parking spots, frankly, because if you've pushed a human out of your hoo-ha, you are entitled to these things. It's difficult to do it, and you should be awarded
for it. Hang on a minute. You're saying it's difficult to do it, Henry, but you've never tried it, have you?
How do you know? You don't know me, Holmes.
It's only as bad as losing a shoe from the latest studies. That I've seen. Anyway, this guy seems to be quoting a lot of facts, but what he doesn't seem to have is any anecdotal evidence.
Yeah.
My mother, for example, used to beat us and tell us she wished we'd never been born.
Right.
The woman was a saint, and that's what motherhood did to her.
You can't argue that, Henry. The world's moved on, and we could just get by. Think of the rounds that wouldn't happen, right? You think of what, you know, Andrea Leadsom said she was going to be a better person, a stronger person than Theresa May, and now Andrea Leadsom's lost, so she's not a stronger person, is she?
And that's the strongest thing a mother can do, John, to step out of the way and let someone else take over. Yeah. This is her motherly instinct, to let other people have a go.
All right, OK, well, here's the thing. What if, and this has just come in on a text, it says, John, forget this talk of even any children being born out of test tubes or hoo-has. What if we were all just immortal, like off of the film Highlander?
Are you asking me that?
I'm asking you that, because then we wouldn't need children, because we're all here all the time, forever. And what's wrong with that?
If we needed an alternative, John, that is the one alternative I think I can agree with, really.
So you would agree with that now?
Well, yes.
Oh, fine.
Because the first, if we were immortal, at least we'd still need mothers to be born from and then carry on living from then.
No,
yes.
But we ought, it doesn't make sense.
Pretend it does.
All right, it does. Al, do you want to come back against that?
What I'd just say is that mothers force on us the worst things in life, children and existence.
Yep.
I'd actually advocate for mandatory abortions.
Yeah.
If you're found pregnant, you can either go to your GP or marry a Premier League footballer and be beaten into a miscarriage.
Right, well, it's a controversial point of view, certainly, which is what talk radio is all about. I mean, there'll be no one at all anywhere that agrees with that. Let me ask you this question. Has a mother ever won World's Strongest Man competition? Answer me that, Henry.
Possibly. I don't follow the sport. Possibly.
Has a mother, ever won men's weightlifting?
Again, possibly. I'd like to hope so.
Has a mother, ever won the men's 100 metres?
What are you trying to say here? Are you trying to discredit me? I think this is biased.
Well, it's a controversial debate. All started off by Andrea Leadsom, of course, before the weekend, suggesting that she would be a better Prime Minister because she had children. And it's now led, just 3 or 4 days later, to her leaving the Tory leadership race. The debate this afternoon, do we still need mothers post-Brexit, post-Chilcot, post-Natal? Sum up the debate for us, Henry, in one word.
MILF.
And Al, if you could sum up the debate for us in one word.
Feminazis.
Thank you very much. It's 16 minutes past 3 and I know you're going to have something to say about that. You can react 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It was great in the early days. We were on a roll. But now, it's just not working. I need to maintain a healthy distance. So, I'm going to dump you. All four of you.
Which tyres did you want, mate?
The new Goodyear Eagle F1 Asymmetric 3 will help you stop shorter on both dry and wet roads. Visit goodyear.co.uk to find your local dealer. Goodyear. Made to feel good.
This week at TradePoint, get an 18-volt Makita combi drill, including two batteries and a 101-piece Makita accessory set, all for just £90. But hurry, offer ends 16th of July. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
So the train stops and the doors open exactly where you're standing. You get the last free seat and you remember to pick up a free metro. Everything's working out suspiciously well. Maybe it's time to buy a lottery ticket, my friend. This could be your lucky day. Pick up a metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays on the M42 after a northbound accident between 3A at the M40 and 4 for Shirley. All the restrictions have been lifted, but still very slow both ways. An accident on the northbound M40 near Watlington causing delays, junction 6 to 7. Gloucestershire's A40 into Cheltenham is currently blocked. A vehicle's caught fire near the Isle Court roundabout. Wiltshire's eastbound M4 is blocked at the moment near Swindon East, 15 through to 14. That's following an accident. And Somerset's A38 in Wellington still closed near the Chelsea roundabout as the mop-up of the spillage continues there. I'm Jarena Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 20 past 3. It is Talk Radio and a lot of reaction coming in about the debate about whether or not we still need mothers. Very controversial opinions there in that debate, which of course we do not endorse at Talk Radio, but are happy to air because that is how Talk Radio works. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Lots of people saying that they never had a mother, and they're very happy. But on the other hand, there are people who are saying that they do have mothers, but they're very unhappy. So that's the exact opposite, but the same opinion there.
Yeah, which is again how Talk Radio sort of works, isn't it? John, mums can solve most problems. Let's not forget this. You know, when you were a child and you went to your mother with a problem, there was more or less nothing she could not solve. So John, just an example here, it just says pollution, right? Why not get mums to clean that up by spitting on a hanky and just wiping it on the pollution just to clean it? Oh, that's what mums can do. If you've got an opinion, well, you know where to opine it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, if you take a look out of the window for a moment, if you are near a window, if you're driving, just look out of the window. I hope you're doing that anyway, by the way. Always drive safely. But if you're at home, want to have a look out of the window. If you're in prison, that's where this analogy falls down, because all you'll see is a yard full of lags. However, if you can see a street, well, what can you see in that street? Just have a look out the window. Tell me what you can see in that street. Yeah? People, isn't it? Because there are people in the street. And we want to know what they think. On this programme, we go out on a daily basis. We have a team of intrepid reporters. They go out onto the streets to take the pulse of the nation, to find out what the people think. Today is no exception. We've been out on this busy day of all days, a day of more quitting, a day when we may have a new Prime Minister, a day when the Queen is in Norfolk and not in London and needs to be in London in order to take David Cameron's resignation and to approve Theresa May's ascendance to the throne. It's not a throne, it's just a chair. It's in Downing Street, it's not in Buckingham Palace. Let's be clear about that. But on today of all days, what do the people think? Do they think weightlifting or pipe cleaners?
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting. Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting. Weightlifting.
Weightlifting.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
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 Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
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 Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
Pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting.
Pipe cleaners.
Weightlifting.
Weightlifting.
And there you have it. That's what the people are discussing on the streets right as we speak. This afternoon, are the people thinking weightlifting or pipe cleaners? But importantly, what do you think? Do you think weightlifting? Or do you think pipe cleaners? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word weightlifting or the words pipe cleaners.
Right, coming up to 25 past three, in the next half an hour, there is still the Monday Mystery Quiz, in which you can win £10,000. In the next half an hour, £10,000.
£10,000 is not available.
Could be yours in the Monday Mystery Quiz. Details of that coming up. We'll also go out onto more streets, or we did at the weekend, to find out what the drunk people make of the week's news. That's in our feature, Alco Vox Pops. But time for brand new feature that was new on Friday, and he's back again because it a quarter worked. It's time for the feature where myself and Cornelius sift through the headlines of the newspapers in the feature called John and Cornelius Sift Through the Headlines in the Newspapers, because that's what you do on the talk radio, isn't it? I feel we should move to a sofa to do this at some point.
Oh, you know, we could. We've got a sofa just there.
Yeah. No, that's what they do on the telly, isn't it? They sift through the headlines, sitting comfortably on a sofa. Mm. So, maybe not today, because that'd take too much setting up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what we should do.
Okay.
We'll move to the sofa to sift through the headlines.
Lovely online production meeting
there. Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. Right, well, let's have a look at the papers. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. This is the main problem, of course. The news has moved way on now from what any of the papers have got in them today. You know, we've got an eagle running against a Corbyn, and we've got Leadsom resigning. We've got Theresa May due to give a statement. She has now arrived back in London. She's been in Birmingham. Somehow they avoided the traffic. If I tried to get from Birmingham to London in the space of a couple of hours, there's no way that would happen. You or I are mere mortals. The Queen needs to be told that David Cameron is resigning by David Cameron himself. The Queen isn't in London. We think she's in Norfolk or Scotland. The latest reports are saying Norfolk, and she won't be back before Wednesday. Why should she? She's not going to cut her holiday short just to come back and take David Cameron's ham-faced resignation, is she? She's probably on the beach at Cromer, you know, having some whelks. So, all of that breaking, but in terms of the papers, let's look through the headlines. Let's sift through the headlines. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, the Metro have gone with, it's 10 strikes and you're out. Criminals allowed to re-offend for 10 times before they go to jail.
Yeah, I've got most of them making, of course, a big picture of Andy Murray. He's done it again. That's with the Times. Roaring to victory. They've got a picture of Andy Murray on all fours, just like roaring like a lion. He's just actually just on down there. He's also eating carrion. He's like gnawing at the shell of a gazelle there, like an actual lion. Andy Murray. That's on the front of the Guardian. New balls, please. That's on the front of the Sun. It's another picture of Andy Murray there. The Daily Mail. Health tourists jump NHS queue. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, the Mirror's gone for Eagle, more potential to become a mother than Corbyn. This copy of The Sun, which has had the front page removed, so it's looking at page three, is just a picture of a beautiful lady.
Yeah, I've got Pianist magazine here, which helps you to become a better pianist. Transform your playing, they're going with as a headline, improve your thumb flexibility. And there's a free CD on the front with 13 pieces of piano to learn, all levels and all styles. Well, at first glance, I thought it said Total Crap magazine, and assumed it was loaded, but it's Total Carp magazine. Carp fishing's biggest selling magazine. They're going with how particles can transform your carp angling, and how to rake a swim. And I don't even know what any of that means. Con, what have you got there?
Yes, the newspaper said Boris Johnson's sister to challenge Corbyn in the leadership race, and no one notices Chris Froome on the back of the Sun Sport there.
Right, and this is in the Telegraph. What have we got here? Sorry, I'm just reading through here. Gladiator, it's one of those surveys that they do. Gladiator is now the most popular boy's name in Britain. That's come out there. Working class of Britain to be rehoused in quote marks as well. Office Romeo who fell asleep on train went too far. All of those in the Telegraph there. Men's health are going with shred your abs. Heritage Railway magazine, great Central Million shares sale boost as the council backs a major expansion drive, which gives green light to the Colne Valley, Linton and Barnstaple and Southwold tracks. A lot of news front pages there. And we'll bring you more of the front pages, of course, as they fall out of date. So, in the next half an hour, today's Mystery Monday quiz. You can win £10,000.
£10,000 is not available.
£10,000 is available.
It's not available.
For guessing today's mystery voice, which we'll be launching in the next bit of the programme, along with drunk people, canvass for their opinion on the week's news in Alco Vox Pops. It's 3:30, however, and Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May is back in Westminster after finding out she's going to be the next Prime Minister. The Home Secretary's only remaining rival in the contest, Andrea Leadsom's, dropped out. Mrs. Leadsom's allies claim she was a victim of a smear campaign and faced an onslaught of personal attacks during the campaign. Chris Grayling is Mrs. May's campaign manager and leader of the House of Commons.
Theresa is currently on her way back to London from Birmingham and she'll be making a statement later today. But on her behalf, I'd just like to say that she is enormously honoured to have been entrusted with this task by so many of her parliamentary colleagues.
While it's likely to be a few days before Mrs. May is officially in the role, she's already facing calls to trigger an early general election. David Cameron needs to see the Queen before she can be appointed, though, and Her Majesty is away from Buckingham Palace till Thursday. Meanwhile, in the Labour Party, Angela Eagle has formally launched her bid to become the next leader and challenge Jeremy Corbyn. The former Shadow Cabinet Minister says she'd be able to bring the party together again. Andy Murray says he didn't mean to embarrass David Cameron at Wimbledon. He was booed during Andy's victory speech. The tennis champ says he appreciated the support. And Portugal's players are celebrating their European Championship success. Thousands of fans are in Lisbon for the open-top bus parade for the victorious Euro 2016 winners. The weather scatters showers across much of the country this evening. These will generally ease, though, overnight with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow will be a mix of sunny spells and frequent showers in the south. Sunnier across the north with showers lighter and more isolated.
Sorry.
There's more in half an hour.
Who's doing ease overnight? What?
Showers will ease overnight.
Oh, totally misunderstood that. Right, it's just gone 3:30. Victoria there with the news. You'll be back with it at 4 o'clock.
Probably.
Great. Still to come then. You can win £10,000 in the next half an hour.
No, you can't.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, do you want to win £10,000?
Well, you can't.
Well, you can, because...
But not here.
This is the Monday Mystery Quiz that we do every Monday. The clue is in the name. Today, it's Mystery Voice. All you've got to do if you want to win £10,000 is identify...
You will not win £10,000, though.
A Mystery Voice. The money was rolled over from last week when
no one
managed to guess.
There's no money to be rolled over last week, and it is the same situation this week.
In the Mystery Voice competition on Talk Radio, and here comes today's Mystery Voice.
Hey there, I'm Harrison Ford.
Who is that? Now, I'm going to play it again because it is very difficult, right? All you're looking for is the person's name, right? I mean, if you think you know it, you send it in to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you could win £10,000.
No, you can't.
Let's hear the voice again.
Hey there, I'm Harrison Ford.
Right, who is it? You can keep your guesses coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hi, John. I was just listening to you just now, talking about the most popular child's name in the country, according to that survey in today's Telegraph. The most popular boy's name now is Gladiator, by the way. Tom's in Belgrave. Hi, John. That's Hunter from Gladiators. That's definitely Hunter from Gladiators. I recognise that voice anywhere. Specifically here on your programme, where it was. Well, I'll tell you what, Tom, if you're right, this has been the quickest mystery quiz we've ever had, because you've just won £10,000.
No, you haven't.
Let's play it again.
I'm Harrison Ford.
I don't think it is Hunter from Gladiators.
No, it's not.
That £10,000 is not yours.
Or anyone's.
Let's go to some more guesses, look. This is Daisy. She just texted in. John, I am convinced it's the former Secretary General of the UN, Kofi Annan, who's the subject of the mystery voice this afternoon on Tour Radio. Tell me I'm right. I can't, Daisy, you're not right. I can't. I'm really sorry. I really wanted you to be right.
Idiot.
Because I know you could do with £10,000. And
everyone can do with £10,000, but you won't be getting it here.
Who among us wouldn't make use of that money?
All of us, because we're not going to win it.
You know, it's like when you watch Lorraine in the mornings, and Andy Peters is there walking up and down a beach, offering £60,000.
Andy Peters is not here.
Andy Peters is just out there walking.
No, he's not
walking up and down with.
Andy Peters is not in this building.
£60,000 is up for grabs now.
Yes, he may have £60,000, but it will be for a different show to give away, not on this radio station, or indeed within this company.
John, I've been listening to your voice. Could you play that again for me, that clip again? This is Rachel in London.
Hey there, I'm Harrison Ford.
Sounds very much to me like Greg Evigan from the hit series BJ and the Bear, where Greg Evigan played a trucker called BJ McKay, and his best friend was called Bear. And it was even in the theme song. It used to go, it's BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. And the funny thing was, as Rachel says, funny thing was, John, is the bear of the song wasn't a bear at all. It was a chimpanzee that was his best friend that used to drive around with him in his truck. BJ and the Bear. Google, if you don't believe me, honestly, I know it's crazy, isn't it? It was a chimpanzee whose name was Bear, and it wasn't even a bear.
So no one cares! Oh my God!
Every time you talk about this, I die a little bit more inside. We don't care about BJ and the Bear.
It wasn't a bear!
No!
That's the point!
I don't care about this chimpanzee!
It was a chimp... No, wait! No, you don't understand.
He was a chimpanzee and he was named Bear. I don't care, though. No one does.
Yeah, but you don't understand.
Right. I understand fully.
He was a trucker...
Oh, no.
And he goes,
Stop talking about it!
All right. John, was it Tarzan? Can we hear the voice again?
Hey there, I'm Harrison Ford.
No, it wasn't Tarzan. Mm. No, you're absolutely wrong. And the funny thing about Tarzan, right, as well, right, now, he had a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
A bit like BJ McKay.
Okay.
But his was called Cheetah. It wasn't even a cheetah.
Oh, my God.
A cheetah. It was a chimpanzee. What is it with having chimpanzees and naming them after other animals? What's that? Because BJ McKay, his best friend, was Bear, right, in his truck. It wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee.
Tarzan. I let you go on for so long without saying anything. But I just cannot anymore.
Tarzan.
Please stop.
Tarzan. No, listen. Tarzan also had a chimpanzee, but he called it Cheetah, and that's a different animal, isn't it? So
I don't know. No one cares.
I'm going to turn your mic
off. I wonder if BJ McKay got the idea from Tarzan, because Tarzan would predate. The trucker, wouldn't it?
Marcia, can you turn John's mic off, please? He's out of control.
Yeah, you can still hear me on Cornelius's.
It's back on there. No one's got this right yet. It's a mystery voice quiz on Talk Radio. Let's hear it again.
Hey there, I'm Harrison Ford.
Come on. Who is that? Right? John, Gavin. Gavin's been on. John, is it... Theresa May. No, it's not. She hasn't yet spoken. She's to make a statement later.
She's never spoken before. So.
Yeah, she's the first prime
It'll
minister.
Be her first words.
Never to have spoken.
Yeah.
So she's not a mother, is she? So she wasn't strong enough to speak.
No.
That's what Andrew Leadsom would say, not me. So she will be speaking now, but it's not Theresa May. Carl has been on. Is it Mark Hamill, John? There's no name on this, but it says, "Hi, John. Is it Greg Evigan from?"
No, it doesn't even say that.
What's that there?
Right,
read that out.
Right, wait, it's moved
there. There.
Is it Greg Evigan from 1979?
Yeah.
You may not have heard of it,
yes,
but he starred in a show called VJ and the Bear.
And the Bear, you see, and his best friend was
called... Have you texted the station?
Simon's been on. It's from Greg Evigan. Simon's been on. John, is the mystery voice... I'm pretty sure the mystery voice is that dog that said sausages on That's Life in the night.
Don't read the one that out that's just come in. Or even mention their Twitter handle.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's not them. No.
I mean, I've been told off just for talking about
it. Is the injunction still in place?
Yes.
About that particular celebrity. All right. I won't read it out. It's fine. And anyway, you couldn't... play it again?
Hey there, I'm Harrison Ford.
There's no olive oil involved in that. So, if you think you know who... We're going to roll it over the ads, okay? Because no one's got this right yet. Who is the mystery voice? You can win £10,000.
No, you can't.
It's 20 to 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The next departure from platform 4 is the Delight 746 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Remember, every time you lie, you'll receive a mild electric shock. So, if you had £159, what could you spend it on?
Well, a Sitch and Blingo Enterprise van is only £159 a month.
Sir, I remind you, no lies.
It is, with aircon, DAB digital radio and Bluetooth until the end of July.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No.
Citroën.
TNC supply. Advance rental required. Finance lease business users only on vehicles registered by 31st of July 2016. Subject to status, guarantees may be required. Over 18s only. PSA Finance UK trading as Citroën Contract Motoring excludes VAT at 20%.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's delays on the M42 after a northbound accident between 3A at the M40 and 4 for Shirley. All the restrictions have been lifted, but still very slow both ways. An accident on the northbound M40 near Watlington, causing delays, junction 6 to 7. Gloucestershire's A40 into Cheltenham is currently blocked. A vehicle's caught fire near the Isle Court roundabout. Wiltshire's eastbound M4 is blocked at the moment near Swindon East, 15 through to 14. That's following an accident. And Somerset's A38 in Wellington still closed near the Chelsea roundabout as the mop up of the spillage continues there. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. A lot of guesses coming in for the mystery voice. Restrepo says on Twitter, is the mystery voice Michael Elphick, Boone actor, the late Michael Elphick. Let's have another listen to it.
Hey there, I'm Harrison Ford.
I can think why you... I could see why you'd think that, but it's not Michael Elphick. It's not either... the mystery voice isn't Jim from the never popular Puppet on a Barge children's show, Rosie and Jim. Either that's just come in as a guess. Malcolm in Grimsby. John, I could recognise that exactly. Play it again for me. All right.
Hey there, I'm Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Okay, Tim. Malcolm. Here it is. Is it John, the man who won, who wants to be a millionaire, who did all that coughing?
Oh,
Charles Ingram.
Yeah, Charles.
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
I'm
going
to have to roll this over. Look, there's £10,000.
No, there's not.
Up for grabs.
Down for grabs?
£10,000.
£0,000.
No one's getting it, so we're going to have to roll it over. Now,
correct, no one is getting it because it's not there.
At the weekend, there are drunk people. If you've ever seen a weekend, I don't know whether you're familiar with a weekend or have ever been in one, but... there are drunk people out and about because it's a weekend in pubs and clubs. And what we like to do on this programme is go outside and canvass drunk people for their opinions on the preceding week's news. We like to do that. And then, furthermore, we like to call it Alco Vox Pops. Excuse me, can I just ask you a quick question? Our next Prime Minister's going to be a woman. Do you trust a woman to drive our country?
Yes, of course, because I'm a woman and I drive perfectly.
I trust women. I don't trust Theresa May. She's a piece of shit, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, what he said.
A woman will be a role model for some people of society, but she's not a good person. Yep.
Yeah. Margaret Thatcher was a woman.
Yeah, she's a though. Sorry, are you allowed to say that on the radio?
Yes. No, we'll get a cocktail.
No, because you all... Everyone is driving me in the wrong side of the road. That is very odd to me. So no, that would be a no. That would be a big no. Women driving in the wrong side of the road, no.
After three, absolutely not, mate.
After Thatcher, genuinely.
Chris Evans has been writing about Matt LeBlanc being the heir to Top Gear after Chris Evans left. What else should Chris Evans leave?
The country.
Mortal coil.
Jokes.
And he should not be allowed to, no, that's a different Chris Evans. I'm talking about the
Jesus. Chris Evans, he sounds like a player from the Manchester United team. Should he leave Tottenham now? Yeah, definitely.
I couldn't give a shit about this question. I don't like Chris Evans in any way, shape or form.
Post Chilcot, Tony Blair has said he would go to Iraq again. Would you go on holiday to Iraq?
Yes, if it was cheap enough. I would not, I'm not going to lie. What are the landmarks?
No, I wouldn't. I have a really good friend. He's Mr. Musa. Mr. Musa. Mr. Musa, he's from Afghanistan. That would be the Middle East. And he would not go to the Middle East on holiday. He wouldn't.
I can't afford to go on holiday in Bristol, so Iraq is out of the question.
Drunk people there canvassed... for their opinions on the week's news. We like to call it Alco Vox Pops. So, good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio. Sam Delaney along shortly, taking you through the rest of the afternoon with Drive here on Talk Radio. And, well, obviously following the developments as they break this afternoon already. While we've been on air, we've seen Theresa May arrive back in London. And this is, of course, after Andrea Leadsom's quitting of the Tory party race. She pulled out, which is an irony, you know, given her fondness for motherhood. And pulling out is a form of contraception. On the telephone to discuss the latest developments as it breaks live, of course, is Helen Lewis. She's of the New Statesman. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm feeling a bit sort of, I'm going to say jet lag, more like whiplash, I think.
Chief whiplashed. What's the latest? So what's going on? So what we know so far, we've got Andrew Leadsom quitting, Theresa May's arrived back. Do we know where the Queen is yet?
I don't think anyone's found the Queen, but she can't have got very far, so it shouldn't take too far to get her. No, the idea was that she was staying privately somewhere outside Windsor. Now, technically, she can meet the new Prime Minister wherever. I think Edward VII was in Biarritz when one of his turned up, but the ideal thing would be to get her back to Buckingham Palace.
Yeah.
I think what the timescale is likely to be that perhaps they will let David Cameron do Prime Minister's questions on Wednesday at 12 till 12:30, and then the handover would then happen in the afternoon. That's a much neater way of doing it.
Yeah, would it be because if it's his last Prime Minister's questions, right, could it be like the last day of school when you could take games in and you could just throw any question you like at David Cameron about any subject?
Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Precisely.
Would you finally get the answer to that one?
Should be Jeremy Corbyn saying, Margaret from Clacton's been on, would you fight one horse-sized duck? Yes, because we could write a list of questions that could be his final question.
I think he'd like it. I think he'd like it more than anything else they might possibly ask him. But I think, you know, there's a serious point, which is that, you know, we've had both the Conservatives and Labour in turmoil over their leadership, this big earthquake that happened in British politics. Well, the Conservative Party, as has, you know, it always has throughout its history, is very good at gluing itself back together and kind of marching onwards. Labour is historically not very good at that and is following that pattern by still being in kind of crisis in the moment and likely to continue so for at least another month or so.
It's completely overshadowed Angela Eagle's announcement today, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, so she launched her campaign. It's possible that other people might enter that Labour leadership race. There's a big question, a very big but nerdy question, which is about whether or not Jeremy Corbyn automatically gets on the ballot to run again.
Yep.
It's now looking like my colleagues who are a bit close to this say that he will get on the ballot, which is then a really big, severe, possibly, you know, Labour-breaking fight. You know, these are two big factions of Labour that have got increasingly kind of angry with each other over the last couple of months. And so, unlike the Tories, who are now, sewing their bits back on and kind of stumbling onwards, I think Labour is set for a really big fight now.
And do you think, because this is about Corbyn getting on the ballot paper without, because you need, is it 50 backers you need to get on the ballot paper?
It's 50, yeah. It's more than it was last time, because now members of the European Parliament are included, and they're in an interesting position because they all know they're out of a job in, you know, 2 years' time, maybe less. So, you know, and also they don't have constituencies, you know, where people are going to kind of come and try and deselect them, really, in the same way that might happen to MPs. You know, very angry activists might come and kind of hold them to account for their decision.
Yeah.
I think really for the sake of the party, it's probably better that there is a fight with Jeremy Corbyn involved, because his supporters, you know, will feel that they have been robbed, really, if he's not there. Equally well, you know, you might say, well, he lost the confidence of 80% of his MPs. It's a strange situation. It certainly wouldn't happen in the Conservative Party that someone would stay on after that happened.
Yeah, I think it. I mean, what a time in politics it is. I mean, could we call? I mean, when's the earliest, and what would be the circumstances for a general election? Because a lot of people, I think, are feeling that if we've got a Prime Minister who's come in, you know, because obviously the 1922 committee have to ratify and so on and so forth. But you know, it's not a democratically elected Prime Minister. Is there any call for a general election, and what's the earliest that could happen?
Yeah, and the Tories were very keen when Gordon Brown took over. David Cameron, who was then opposition leader, said, you know, there should be a general election. So there will definitely be calls. The Lib Dems, Tim Farron, has called for one, and John Trickett of Labour has called for one. It's a difficult proposition, though, because the Fixed-Term Parliaments Act brought in last time has set the date of the next election on the 5th of May 2020.
Yeah.
That requires either that act to be repealed or a two-thirds majority in the House of Commons. So, you know, it's very hard to, if the Conservatives did say that they wanted one, I think it's very hard for the other parties to go, actually, it's all a bit of a mess and we think we'd lose, so we don't really want one.
Yeah.
As an opposition, you have to be seen to be, you want to be the government all the time. So it would be hard for them to oppose it. The big calculation is whether or not, actually, has Brexit been a really big hit to the economy that we haven't yet seen come through yet? And would you want, as a Prime Minister, to call an election in the middle of a potential recession? That's, you know, the classic wisdom is that is a terrible, terrible idea. Mm. Now, it might be because Theresa May was on the Remain side, but the market's already perked up immeasurably after Angela Leadsom pulled out. You know, the feeling is that there will be a much softer Brexit under her.
Yeah.
So perhaps the hit on the economy won't be as bad as we'd feared. But there are lots of things stacked against that idea of an early election.
Right. Helen, thanks very much for talking to us. That's Helen Lewis from the New Statesman, bringing us the latest from what's been happening in Westminster. Of course, Sam Delaney will have all of it as it breaks. And I'm assuming Theresa May, who hasn't spoken yet, is about to. So you'll be taking that, will you?
We certainly will, yeah.
You might.
Find out what she's got in store.
What an interesting day. I mean, the whole thing, again, it's just like when you think one thing's going to happen, suddenly we go to a couple. The interesting news, though, of course, is that the whole row grew up about motherhood and everything else. But at least with Theresa May, we know she's not going to leave a child in a pub. So, you know.
That was good. Although, to be honest, of all the things David Cameron did while in office, that was the thing I could relate to most, because a lot of people said, oh, you know, he's from this different world, he was educated at Eton, he's really posh, he's really rich, he's not an ordinary person, he doesn't understand how ordinary people live. But as a parent, that experience of being in the pub in a busy afternoon, having a few drinks and then just leaving your kid, I'm not saying I've done that.
No.
I'm neither saying I haven't
done
it.
We've all thought
about
it.
I'm not passing comment.
Yeah.
But it's the sort of thing I could certainly imagine myself doing.
Theresa May will.
So I could relate to him.
Theresa May will also not put her penis in a pig's mouth.
She can't. That's
exactly
right.
It's
not possible.
So there you go. And I think that says a lot.
The sort of thing she might dream of, but it just will never be done unless you had some sort of strap on appendage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we don't know that about her yet.
We just don't know.
We don't.
This is just one of the many questions that remain unanswered.
Will there
about
be
Theresa May?
A box marked Anne Summers being brought into number 10 by a removal firm? We don't know.
It's a serious point.
We don't.
Theresa May didn't say anything really during the referendum debate. Why? Because she was keeping stern. She didn't want to make any enemies. She wanted to be Prime Minister. She just wanted to be Prime Minister. In of Europe, out of Europe, didn't matter as long as she was in number 10. She's now got this far by saying very little. Michael Gove, Boris Johnson, all the nutters who've been voted out have fallen by the wayside because they flew into battle, okay? And she has just remained quiet. She's barely said a word. She's waited for everyone else to fall away. It's almost Machiavellian. You wonder what's been going on behind the scenes. She's the last person standing, okay? We don't know much about her because she hasn't set her stall out. We don't know anything about her intentions with pigs or who she will or won't leave in the boozer after she's got drunk. No. Well, these are all questions that need answering. She's an unelected Prime Minister.
Which is...
This is effectively a coup d'etat, the likes of which you are more used to seeing take place in mad South American countries, but it's happening here right under our nose by a woman who, for all we know, is strapping on all kind of appendages to herself as we speak in preparation for her reign of terror.
If she comes out to do her speech, her announcement, with that on, right, again, the news will take a turn
I'm
wasn't
not saying
expecting.
It could be that. She might be wearing a pair of Paul Gascoigne-style comedy breasts.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just don't know.
We just don't know.
That's the problem. There's not enough known about the woman who presumed to govern us.
Yeah.
In an unelected capacity for the next 4 years, if she did turn up with any of this sexual paraphernalia on, there would be absolutely nothing we could do until someone called a general election. Other than that, we're just going to have to put up and shut up.
You see what I mean? Sam's explained that very well there, proving that the news is quite complicated and it's very difficult to understand, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's where this programme can help, because what we like to do is break the news down to its constituent parts and its component forms. When you do that, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables. We'll leave you with this. Sam Delaney, up next. We'll leave you with this. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Angela Eagle to challenge Corbyn because he's not a mother.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.